Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got the Bilderberg Group meeting coming up here in the next month and a half, and Jim Tucker believes he's found the location of the 2009 World Summit Crime Syndicate Commission meeting right out of The Godfather. And, of course, it's on the Mediterranean in Greece, so we'll have Jim Tucker joining us coming up in an hour and a half, veteran newspaper reporter. Then we have another guest, a Argentine economist from Argentina, looking at what happened there in the last 8 years, the engineered collapse of their society, run by the very same crime syndicate known as the Bilderberg Group, publicly known as Globalism, the New World Order. So that is coming up. There's a video online, a documentary made in Argentina about the collapse. It's over 2 hours long. That has received millions of views, very, very informative, and he's one of the main people in that video, so I thought we would get him on the show. I'm going to have open phones here in the first hour and a half. I know a lot of you want to chime in on the Obama deception, now out for a month. Number one viral video out there on the internet. I know a lot of you want to chime in on the economy, Barack Obama giving a speech saying the economy is getting better, putting out a bunch of lies and propaganda. All these federal reports, the Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment Report coming out for everybody. And in that report, they go over a host of issues, demonizing gun owners, people protesting the unfair income tax that keeps getting raised and raised. We've got the new federal report that the Washington Times and other mainstream publications reported on today, linked up at the top of the Drudge Report, where they say basically gun owners, people buying guns and ammo, are terrorists, the number one threat to the government, the number one worry of law enforcement. There's also the video a lot of you have had a chance to see up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson last Friday in Kansas City up there interviewing an economist and federal regulator, former federal regulator, Professor Black, for the new Obama film we're working on. And they are literally, I said 150 yards, they're more like a half mile away from the Federal Reserve at a city park. And these federal security guards come over and say, leave or we're arresting you, and start putting their hands on their tasers. And the guys just wanted to get back with the footage and the interviews they'd done. They pointed out, well, you're violating our First Amendment. This is made up. You don't have jurisdiction here. And they said, look, we're going to arrest you. You know, we're going to attack you. We can do an arrest. We have arrest powers. Well, so do citizens have arrest powers. So just unbelievable. I mean, pretty soon, I guess, the Federal Reserve will come to your backyard barbecue with people in black uniforms and say, you can't be here with a video camera. You can't be here talking about the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's what America has turned into. You can watch the YouTube video. I mean, literally, the big skyscraper Federal Reserve building in Kansas City is tiny in the distance. It's tiny in the distance. And people in black uniforms show up and say, give us your names or we'll arrest you. And Aaron's like, well, you can't really do that, but okay, I mean, here's my name. And they said, okay, now leave. And see, that's what tyranny is. It's just thugs in uniforms running around saying, look, I own you. You're my slave now. And the public cowers, and yes, sir, we're going to do what you say. And so we've got that coming up as well. A bunch of states are declaring sovereignty. People poo-pooed it, laughed at it. Said, Alex, you and your people don't have a prayer with this. Oh, yeah? Get ready for the latest developments on that front when we get back. Resistance is futile, Jones. Stand down. There's nothing you can do. 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was watching CNN with Obama giving a speech, and in 3 minutes, it was just all lies, all disinformation. When everything they're saying is deception and lies, how do you even debunk it when it's a tissue of lies? He was saying, we're fighting the bubble economy. We're not going to allow bubble economies, when they've just pumped $12.8 trillion into the private banks, who are using that to snatch up the roads, the ports, our companies, our infrastructure. He said, we're going to get credit flowing. The banks have been hoarding the money to further implode the economy so they can buy things up even cheaper. I mean, they have IMF and World Bank public handbooks on how they do this. And then he went on to, I guess, tell something that was halfway true, but it was a lie, you know, claiming that it's good for us, that we're going to have a sustainable economy now. That means a big socialist economy where the general public is totally and completely enslaved and basically work for corporations that have government contracts or work for the government, and where they just raise the taxes. In fact, Obama's in the news this morning going, oh, I know there's record amounts of people that can't pay their taxes. We're going to show compassion. And there's these disgusting articles everywhere with people calling up, groveling, worshiping the IRS, saying, oh, my gosh, here's Reuters. More Americans wary of tax man this year because they just don't have the money. They get their paychecks, so they have their small businesses or companies. There's no money left at the end after they, you know, pay for their house and their cars and their employees, or they're even if they're the sole proprietor and only have, you know, themselves as an employee. And the IRS is saying, don't worry, with interest, we have a payment plan for you. What did the stimulus package do? It gave hundreds of billions of dollars to credit card companies so they could loan the money out to you at 30% interest. Loan sharking. Oh, we're taking taxpayers' money and giving it to the loan sharks so they can give you credit cards at 25, 30% interest. I mean, this is how these people operate. It's just fraud within fraud within fraud. Let's see what he's saying right now. Go ahead and fade the liar in chief up for us.
Just as after the Great Depression, new rules were designed for banks to avoid the kind of reckless speculation that helped to create the Depression, so we've got to make adaptations to our current set of rules, create rules that punish shortcuts and abuse, rules that tie someone's pay to their actual job performance, a novel concept, rules that protect typical American families when they buy a home, get a credit card, or invest in a 401k. So we've already begun to work with Congress to shape this comprehensive new regulatory framework. And I expect a bill to arrive on my desk for my signature before the year is up. The second pillar of this new foundation is an education system that finally prepares our workers for a 21st century economy. You know, in the 20th century, the GI Bill helped send a generation to college. For decades, we led the world in educational attainment, and as a consequence, we led the world in economic growth. But in this new economy, we've come to trail the world's leaders in graduation rates, in educational achievement, in the production of scientists and engineers. That's why we have set a goal that will greatly enhance our ability to compete for the high-wage, high-tech jobs of the 21st century. By 2020, America will once again have the highest proportion of college graduates in the world. That is the goal that we have set, and we intend to meet it.
Sitting down. I can't listen anymore. The government is just going to do everything for you. But, of course, college degrees will come in Happy Meals. Yes, I'm sure that they will have the highest level of people degreed. And you'll pay, I guess, $500,000 for a degree that you get out of a Happy Meal that I guess teaches you how to spy on your neighbors and the Second Amendment is bad and that global government is good. I mean, that's about all you learn in college now these days anyways. But I'm sitting here watching the president. I mean, it's just all disinformation, all lies. They are busy looting this country. I mean, this is the president that says he's going to cut the deficit in half within 2 years when he just took Bush's tripling of the government over 8 years and is openly doubling that in 1 year. He's doubling the tripling. In fact, they even admit that in the mainstream news. They say, oh, yes, he's doubling the size of government in his first year. Yes, doubling a government that was tripled in size over eight. I mean, we thought Bush was bad. I thought Bush was bad. My goodness, but now you know why Wall Street gave four times more money to Obama than they did to McCain. Now you know why the media loves Barack Obama so much. Because this is the guy that's going to gut the fat hog that's America once and for good for the globalist. And when this guy's done, when this front man is complete, there won't be anything left in this country. I mean, we will be one giant third world armpit. We're basically almost there already. But the little pockets of free market and wealth and happiness are gone. Because these guys are going to steal it. The globalists don't want any independent wealthy nations. They don't want a middle class. They want you under their institutionalized control, and they've set it on record. More Americans wary of tax man this year as a deep recession strips Americans of their jobs, homeless, and investments. 2009 U.S. tax season promises to see a large uptick in first-time delinquent income taxpayers. Our calls are up 280%, said Richard Boggs, founder and chief executive of Los Angeles-based Nationwide Tax Relief, a firm that helps delinquent taxpayers resolve tax issues. We've seen a huge rise in what we call rookie delinquent taxpayer. He said, they are incredibly scared. We'll be like an illegal alien. You can rape, kill, steal, not have insurance, not pay taxes. You'll be paid welfare by the government. You know, just be like them. Oh, but I'm sorry, you're a fat hog American. You're known to be the coward to be squeezed and controlled. They are incredibly scared, and they have no idea what's going to happen to them because, God bless them, they've never owed before. As the weak economy puts job security and steady flow of income on a slippery slope, many are wary of the U.S. tax man. Tax consultants say, with thousands of household balance sheets under pressure, more U.S. households are paying or having trouble keeping up with their day-to-day bills and struggling to pay their taxes. To the private Federal Reserve that was set up in 1913 that runs the banking system that is imploding our country, folding it in on itself so they can cram it down their big fat mouth. And they're using our money. They're running out the credit card. $12.8 trillion in 6 months. That'll be double the GDP in 1 year. It's already the GDP. And it's all going to offshore banks and corporations to fund their world government. And then they're going to squeeze you. Every state's passing new taxes. New York, 80-something new taxes. And they're going to take your property, take your home, squeeze you, SWAT team you. They're going to send the police. And anybody that fights back with the Second Amendment is going to be called a terrorist. And that's what America is. And you're going to have more headhunting, more federal bounties on kidnapping your kids. I saw a bunch of mainstream newscasts on YouTube last night even admitting that. They just go out and grab people, done nothing to their children because they got a bounty on them. The job is to break up the family. See, the globalists want to undermine society to consolidate it. It's like a mosquito, injects an enzyme into you that liquefies your cells into a thin gruel. They can slurp up their proboscis or the proboscis. And that's what the globalists are. They're big, fat mosquitoes, big, fat ticks that inject anticoagulants into us. They wreck society. They gobble. So more Americans, wary of the tax man. You're not meant to be able to pay. You're meant to implode. You're meant to collapse so the big social welfare grid can come in and chew your family up. So that's the type of news that we have here today that we're going to be going over. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Matt in Tennessee, you're on the air.
I'm on now?
Yes, you are.
First of all, I want to thank you for the free podcast and everything. And usually during the daytime, I can only listen to you. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
That's all right. Go ahead, sir.
What it is I usually listen to a local radio as I'm coming back and forth to work, and I listened to Neil Bortz, and he was talking about Homeland Security and the document and stuff like that. And he was saying that, I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
All right, well, go ahead, sir.
Anyways, he turned everything into a liberal issue. Why is there no left wing on the document? Why is it just right wing? And everything like that. Now that, you know, and everything here locally in Nashville and everything, they're talking about all the big tea parties and stuff like that. And why doesn't the left have anything like that? Why aren't they coming up against this stuff about the IRS and stuff like that?
Well, because the so-called left are all big banker foundation owned and run. All these big websites literally attacking me are Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, funded. In fact, I'm going to cover that some later in the hour. And so they're there wanting more taxes. See, the average liberal on the street thinks that, oh, it's lovey-dovey and social welfare net and that it's helping the poor to have big government. They don't understand big government is for the big corporations through their tax-free foundations to steal the working people's money. And so the left loves the taxes. That's why they list the Tea Parties as basically terrorists in a lot of these documents. Is because the hereditary enemy of the globalist is paleoconservatives slash classical liberals in the Thomas Jefferson ilk. Thanks for the call.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
I mean, how can anybody believe anything Barack Obama says? Everything is a lie. He's 6.5% African. 6.5%. So it's a lie that he's black. He didn't get a rescue dog like he said he was, and that's now in the news. That's a lie. And not that that matters. It's just everything he says is a lie. He said he wasn't going to try to go after our guns, and that's all they've done is introduce bills to do that. That's another lie. He said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists. That's all he's hired. That's another lie. He said he was going to bring us out of Iraq immediately. That's another lie. He said that he was going to end the Patriot Act and end warrantless wiretapping and spying. He's done nothing but expand it even above and beyond what Bush did. More lies. Just a complete and absolute total liar. He said he was against the bonuses and was fighting against it. It turned out he signed the executive order and had Senator Dodd write the bill so they would get the bonuses from the bailout money. He outdoes Bill Clinton. But I'll tell you who also outdoes Bill Clinton, the media. They don't call him on his lies, except for Keith Olbermann is now calling him on his lies, but apologizes and says, well, I still like Obama, but he is worse than Bush on secret arrest and torture and no rights and spying on the American people, and I don't know what's happening. And what do you think, law professor Jonathan Turley? Well, yes, I have to say that just because he's a messianic savior, he has to know that just because he has all this support doesn't mean he can do this. And I look at him up there with his nose up in the air with that Mussolini look, and he just makes me sick. In fact, let's hear what the liar's saying right now. Let's go ahead and fade him back up.
That insists on instant gratification in the form of immediate results or higher poll numbers. When a crisis hits, there's all too often a lurch from shock to trance, with everyone responding to the tempest of the moment until the fury has died down, the media coverage has moved on to something else. Instead of confronting the major challenges that will shape our future in a sustained and focused way.
Hit pause.
This
is live. I can't hit pause. I'm about to throw up here. I mean, this is, by the way, for those that don't know, they teach news reporters and people NLP. The cadence, the chanting, the words, and he does it. Glenn Beck does it. I just started looking into this a few years ago, and it's real. And that's what he just did right there. He even uses the word trance, and he just does all this programming, and he keeps saying sustainable. This is going to hurt you. The economy's going to get worse, but it's going to be sustainable. Look, this is the way out of it. Here, turn up the liar again. Let's hear the new lie.
Whose lives will be affected for good or for ill because of what we do here. And there's no doubt that times are still tough. By no means are we out of the woods just yet. But from where we stand, for the very first time, we're beginning to see glimmers of hope. And beyond that, way off in the distance, we can see a vision of an America's future that is far different than our troubled economic past. It's an America teeming with new industry and commerce, humming with new energy and discoveries that light the world once more.
Oh, my gosh.
A place where anyone from anywhere with a good idea or the will to work can live the dream they've heard so much about.
All right, stop it. Shut him up for a minute. Look, the feds are taking over industries. The feds are basically federalizing everything, saying we have the trillions of dollars, we have the only credit, you've got to sign an agreement to do whatever we say or do what these bureaucrats say or do what this NGO, non-governmental organization says. And they are literally pumping, a couple billion dollars into Acorn, a couple billion dollars into other organizations through the faith-based initiatives and the rest of it. They have their rent-a-mob. And that's what they're doing. So let's hear the CNN reporter groveling to him. Let's fade this up.
To encouraging signs, the economy is improving, but he also sounded a note of caution. Boy, a lot of people to talk to on this. The president, again, trying to strike that balance between highlighting progress on the economy and pointing out the challenges ahead. For more on the president's speech, let's bring in our White House correspondent, Suzanne Malveaux. And Suzanne, maybe this is the line. We are not out of the woods just yet, but we are seeing glimmers of hope. That statement seemingly representing the balance the president was trying to strike with this speech.
Absolutely, Tony. And one of the things that he's trying to do as well is check in with the American people and tell them he's paying attention to this issue, to this problem, despite
right,
the fact
enough.
That we
Turn
saw him last week overseas.
Turn that operative off. I've had enough. We're going to come back, take your calls. He's checking in with you. He really cares what you think. See, he builds up the hope, then dashes it, then builds the hope up, then dashes it, keeps suckering the little kid into the car with the candy. Come here, little kid. Come here, American people. I care about you. Look, I have a little bunny rabbit, and some candy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Remember how they told you 3 years ago we weren't in a recession? Then they had to admit a year and a half later that we were. They keep promising you everything's going to get better. Well, they built FEMA camps, militarized the police, and the elites move out of Israel, the United States, and England. They plan to do things so bad here, they are evacuating, and that is a fact. That's even been in scores of mainline publications. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the truth. But that's the psychology. He promises hope, change, everything will be fixed with the economy the minute he's elected. Then he gets into office, and he says, this crisis will turn into a catastrophe if you don't pass the stimulus package. It was well over $1 trillion, a lot more than $787 billion. And they use that to buy off politicians, buy off the states, and fund all of their political cronies and the street thugs they're going to use to bring in their system. Of course, he supported the banker takeover bill of October 3rd last year. His main man, the head of the Treasury, Geithner, helped write the plan with Paulson. And he said, pass this or crisis will turn into catastrophe. Same thing. Now they're done with the gloom and doom. Now he's saying, go with my next plan to reorganize the economy and take over all these corporations. He calls that innovation, the government telling GM what type of cars to make. Have you seen these cars? I was watching crash tests with these this morning, and the rating services say these are the most dangerous cars ever, even when you crash them into other Tinker Toy cars. It just kills you deader than a hammer. You might as well ride a motorcycle. And they're going to basically make all the car manufacturers make little Tinker Toy cars that are basically motorcycles. And so I might as well go out and just buy a motorcycle, which will kill you deader than a hammer and is so dangerous because the new cars are basically motorcycles with a tin can around them. And so they are talking about now making us, hey, turn this up, Ron Paul.
Fair deal, but I think this is going to be a bad deal and not help at all. But I don't blame him for the problems. I blame him for the prolongation of this because he was very explicit by saying that government shouldn't cut back on spending. He wants to massively increase the spending, and therefore he's going to prolong it. But this was a long time in building. This took 25, 30 years to build the bubble. And everything he talks about is reinflating the bubble and buying up bad assets. And then later on, we'll deal with discipline. But he had mentioned that individuals don't want to spend money because they're doing the correct thing. They're pulling back, they're saving, and that's what an individual's supposed to. But a country shouldn't be any different. When you spend beyond your means and have too much debt and too much borrowing, that's what you have to do. And his statement that if government didn't do this, it would prolong the depression. He's absolutely wrong on that because that is the understanding of the Depression. It was prolonged because of the intervention of Hoover and Roosevelt.
Okay, Congressman, let me jump in and ask you this. Do you believe the markets would have cleared away the wreckage, to use the president's words here, in our economy without the $787 billion stimulus package?
Well, it wouldn't be completely done, but this way is going to go on for years after and years, and they're going to destroy the dollar. I've used the analogy about a sound foundation, but the foundation should be on a sound dollar, and we don't. He never even mentioned the Federal Reserve. The only time he talked about money was, you know, if we create $1 and put it in the bank, we're going to get $7 or $8. He's preaching inflation, and that's how you destroy the value of the dollar. That's actually the way you liquidate debt, too. Unfortunately, that is a tragic way of liquidating debt because you punish those foolish people who are out saving money and planning for their future. They want to take care of themselves. So we preach a deliberate policy of ruining the people who act fiscally responsible.
Gotcha. So you clearly are suggesting that a different set of policies would have shortened the duration of this downturn. Give me a couple of areas, just two. That's all I have time for, I'm sorry. But give me two policies that you would have pursued differently from the president that might have curtailed the length and depth of this recession.
Okay, maybe General Motors went bankrupt in 1 year ago and somebody bought up the bad assets so they could get their house in order or something. That would have been over and done with. And we'd be back buying their cars by now. Because right now we're not going to buy our cars because we don't know what the government's going to do to GM. So in the same way with
AIG. Did you suggest that to President Bush? Hey, GM's in trouble, let them go under?
No, but that's why I said that Obama isn't to blame for all of this. This has been a long time coming. And that's what we have to understand. It's Keynesian interventionist economics that we're pursuing. They went awry, and now all we're doing is accelerating it. It leads to a business-government partnership, which trends toward fascism. It is socialism, but when you get in bed together and businesses are owned and regulated and controlled, that is a fascist.
Well, can I say something to you? You know what? Very few people will remember the context in which you use that word fascism. Is that responsible to toss that word around?
Well, that is if you don't understand an economic fascist versus military fascism, and I'm not referring to military fascism. I'm strictly talking economic terms, and there is an economic fascism where government and business are partners, and when businesses get into trouble, they love it. Is it the little guy that's going to have the tax rallies tomorrow? No. It's not the big guys. The big guys are getting all the benefits. The little guys are having the rebellion because they haven't received anything because they're sick of this this type of partnership where the big guys get bailed out when times are good. They get low taxes and they make billions. But no, I think you have to understand there's a difference between economic fascism and military fascism.
I wanted to at least give you an opportunity to expand on that statement. Congressman Paul, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, folks. That's us popping in on the mainstream media to analyze their propaganda. Now, what's the big angle here? What should we take away from what we just heard? Why is CNN, MSNBC, Fox, Ann Coulter says she loves Ron Paul, supports him, that he should be president in 2012? Why are they doing that? Because they do internal polling, not just the public propaganda polls they put out. They monitor all the digital cable boxes in the country. They know what you're watching, how long you're watching. They can build detailed psychological algorithms and maps off of that. And they know that we are now approaching the majority. In fact, I'm being conservative. I will tell you, if you put the ideas of Ron Paul, liberty, freedom, the ideas we put out on this radio show, next to what the globalists are doing, 80-90% of people in polls that have been done support us. So we are winning the field. People are now waking up and agreeing with us in droves everywhere. And so the establishment is at least trying to pay lip service to the public so they don't become completely obsolete. And so the public at least feels like our voice is being heard to some extent. This is called a steam valve. Folks, a year and a half ago, Ron Paul got more political contributions from both parties, from people calling themselves Republicans and Democrats. He got more political contributions than candidates in either party, Republican or Democrat. Across political lines, he got the most political contributions from across the political lines from the military. And then on several days, he broke all-time records, you know, $6-plus million dollars in one day, and they were small donations. So we were already a huge, powerful, growing minority a year and a half ago, and so many people said, oh, Ron Paul didn't win, they cheated us, it's all over. You know, where's the money, Ron Paul? Well, they spent it all on TV ads and radio ads and print ads, and the government operatives tried to come in and say, look at Ron Paul. You know, we shouldn't have given him the money. It was all a failure. Baloney. This happens incrementally. Just like the globalists built their system of control incrementally, we're going to counter them incrementally. And the idea of liberty is now the dominant force on college campuses. It's not communism, socialism, fascism. There are more people that identify with this radio show and Infowars.com and Ron Paul and everybody else than even do with Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a Madison Avenue corporately produced fraud. I mean, let's face it, he gets the really shallow, dumb kind of football, baseball fans. You know, people that actually get into whether they like Coke or Pepsi. Just shallow, not even dumb, but focused on petty issues. Kind of the shallow population that never really been involved in politics, wasn't really informed, didn't like Bush, doesn't like where the government's going. They took the Ron Paul Liberty Revolution, that, again, Ron Paul is just the one figurehead of. And they took that revolution that was brewing and said, okay, here's Barack Obama. He'll end the war. He'll do this. He'll do that. He'll go after corporate crime. He'll kick out the lobbyist when he was funded by the corporate criminals, by the lobbyists, by the elites, by the powers that be, when his votes were all for that. We knew he was bad. And so now they've got him up there every day giving speeches, every day having press conferences. He's already given more speeches in 2 months than Bush gave in his first 2 years in office. He's out there selling and pushing their agenda 24/7 because the establishment knows they are losing the people. They are losing the credibility. They are losing their hold on the people's minds. And so they're going to trot Ron Paul out. And you know, Ron Paul's going to tell the truth. Ron Paul's going to do a great job. But they also like Ron Paul because he's safe to a certain extent, because he's a gentleman, because he says it all in a friendly way, and they think it's, frankly, not that effective. And then they're going to trot out on our flank Glenn Beck. Look, I don't get into bashing Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these guys. In a way, it even helps them, so I don't like doing it. And I don't like even turning off their fans. I'd rather them tune in here and find out, you know, the true depth of what's going on. But Beck has to be countered because we know he's an operative, and we know he's a Judas goat. We know he's a Judas Iscariot. We know he's sent in to co-opt the movement and lead us down a rabbit trail. But they're doing that because they realize we are the majority now. They realize that we're winning the hearts and minds in the info war with the truth. They realize they're losing the military and the police. And so they want to keep people on Fox, keep them on CNN, keep them on all these channels. They want to keep them tuned in there so that people think there's a little bit of credibility there so they can sandwich in all the rest of their propaganda. But as people lose their jobs, as the CPS kidnaps more children, as more people die after they take vaccines, this is happening everywhere, as more and more illegal aliens take jobs and murder and kill and steal and don't get in trouble, as more and more people get put in prison for smoking marijuana, as more and more people get angry at the system, it is going to come to an end. Now, the globalists want to start new wars, stage terror attacks. They got a lot of curveballs they can throw to try to keep people on the reservation, to try to keep people going along with the system. To keep people rallying around their controllers, but I don't see it working. Okay, I was about to go to Rebecca. She just hung up. Let's go to Tom in Louisiana. Go ahead, Tom.
Greetings, Alex.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'm calling from the great state of Louisiana. I just got an email about an hour and 15 minutes ago from our district senator at the first seat, Senator Crow. SRC 2 and SRC 5 are on the docket for the state legislature, which will be convening on April 27th. Both of them are separate state sovereignty bills. One's a broad 10th Amendment one. The second one is in regards directly to abortion rights here in Louisiana. So I just wanted to call in and get the word out because he wants to get the word out and spread the word. I might even, if you'd like to talk to him or do an interview with him, I could probably get him for you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Just send that to Rob D at Infowars.com. I'm glad you called because I said I was going to cover this as our top story, and then I got distracted off into the tax man squeezing people into the edge of oblivion or sometimes over the edge of oblivion financially. But for those that don't know, wake up call. Texas governor backs resolution affirming sovereignty, HCR 50, that, by the way, we got introduced. Our listeners called. We've had a state senator on that pushed the idea. Just a few states were calling for this. Our listeners got the ball rolling, and this story broke nationally. And now Texas is on the verge of passing it. You just mentioned Louisiana, I know, is very, very close. And then at the same time, we have South Carolina and state sovereignty on the verge of passing that. And South Dakota just passed it. South Dakota has passed their state sovereignty resolution. So, again, a lot of good things are happening.
I hate to interrupt you. Did you notice on Governor Perry's website, the top story on there is his press release from, I think it was Thursday or Friday, Governor Perry backing the Texas sovereignty bill?
Yes, that's being reported on. And notice when, you know, this state sovereignty situation has been going on for 15 years, since 1994. But, again, it's this audience that was able to break it out in the last 3 months to be a major story to then get other states to start moving. Now 30-plus states moving to declare sovereignty. And people told us, oh, you don't have a prayer. You don't have a hope. Shut up. You know, you can't do anything. We don't have any power. Now, a lot of those people aren't operatives, and I appreciate your call, Tom. They're not operatives. They just don't believe in themselves. They're broke back. They're cowed. They're buffaloed. They've been put in a corner. They've been made to lie down. They've been taught to give up. They've lost their fighting spirit. If we get our fighting spirit back, folks, nothing can stop us. It's real simple. We're in the right. The globalists are criminals in the wrong. And if we get past all their glitz and propaganda, we can bring them to justice. So the state sovereignty bills are moving ahead nicely. You know, go back to a month ago. We get the secret MIAC report. We publish it. For a week, people say I'm a liar, doesn't exist, isn't real. Doesn't matter if we call the state police. Doesn't matter if we air interviews with the state police admitting it. The globalists have to try to discredit me. And so I hit the barbed wire. I take all the blame. I take all the hits of people saying it's not real. That kind of sticks in people's minds. But now today, it's on all over TV, all over radio, all over Drudge Report, all over CNN. And now more and more police and military are leaking these reports. We're getting reports how the Army is spying on me, spying on Ron Paul. The Army finds out about that. The rest of the Army, who isn't part of it, they get upset. I mean, look, the globalists are out of control. The globalists are committing crimes. And so all we've got to do is point out the crimes they're committing, and this stuff can't stand. I mean, offshore banks run the government and have stolen $12.8 trillion that they think we're going to pay for in tax money. If we just tell the truth about this, it's over for the globalists. Matt, Chris, Don, Brian, your call straight ahead and a lot of other news. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You know, I could care less about the fact that
this is the end.
We hardly ever get credit for all the big news we break and all the original stories that we push over the edge into mainstream media.
This is the end.
I don't care. Because the bigger I get, the more attention I get, actually, the more danger it puts me in with the New World Order. I just like operating right here at this level, right below the radar. going right at their midsection with a big double-edged dagger of truth. And I just keep stabbing and stabbing, plunging into the hilt. I'm not waiting for orders from headquarters. And there's another example of it. I mean, literally everything you hear us break on this show ends up being mainstream news within days. Here is the, we posted this video over the weekend. Homeland Security warns of right-wing radicals. And Homeland Security warns of right-wing radicals. 9-page report sent to police, military, vets, singled out as particular threats. That is the top headline on Drudge, up there flashing. Now, remember, I get to be told it's fake, though. You know, a few little message boards had this. I make the phone calls over the weekend. I confirm it's Homeland Security. Nobody thought to call Homeland Security. Nobody thought to call the numbers on the document. They confirmed it was real. We put an article up. Kurt Nimmo and I stay up till, you know, midnight writing the article Sunday. We post it, and then we get to have everybody tell us in the next 24 hours it's fake. Go read the comments. Fake, 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 liar, liar, liar. Now the mainstream media has called and confirmed it's real. Over and over and over and over again, it breaks here. You hear it here first. And there is no doubt that we're beginning to have an effect and wake folks up. Homeland Security on guard for right-wing extremists, WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily, you know, they didn't mind Bush and his secret wiretappings of the torture or the police state or the Patriot Act going after citizens because it was Republican then. You know, it was okay. Now Obama's continuing it all and they can suddenly see it. But see, then as soon as Republicans get back in power, then it'll be okay again. No, we have to get around the left-right paradigm and say no matter who's in office. And I get hundreds of emails and comments a day and phone calls. You're a Republican. You just don't like Barack Obama. And that's because it's the discredited Republicans who are a party to all of this who then run around criticizing what they've authored today. You know, they've been, it's like a quarterback who's in there for the first few downs, moving the ball down the field, and they pull him out, put another quarterback in, and then that quarterback makes a touchdown, and the quarterback who was in there acts like he's with the other team and says, that's just terrible. I hate it that he made a touchdown. You helped make the touchdown for the New World Order. All you Republicans out there who sappily said Saddam had WMDs and mission accomplished and loved Bush up there in an aviator outfit with a cod piece and made y'all feel manly and everything, you're now going to reap the high taxes, the regulations, the end of the country. Bush was just tripling government, getting it ready for... I mean, I'm looking... Turn this up. CNN is running a Mexican... A marijuana and Mexican Pineapple violence.
Express introduced a facetious innovation called the cross joint. Scores of people thought nothing of posting copycat videos on YouTube. But many do not see the humor in marijuana. They say its sale is underwriting and promoting cartel violence.
You're funding the same people who are beheading.
Turn them off. Turn them off. Listen to me, you drug-dealing government. Everybody knows you ship the heroin and cocaine in, and you know that 86% of illegal drug users only use marijuana. So you know your phony drug war would end if people are able to legalize marijuana that George Washington smoked. The drug violence is happening because it's illegal, so it gives it giant profits just like alcohol prohibition, and you know it. So now you want to keep cracking down on marijuana, claiming it's funding terrorism. And now you want to crack down on the Second Amendment claiming it's funding what's happening in Mexico. No, it's your prohibition that's done it. Mexico has gun bans in place, so of course they have high crime. Ah, you make me sick.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com.
Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Turn the monitor off in here because I'm busy watching CNN with just the subtitles, and it's all lies. I mean, just watching a few minutes of CNN just now, let me break down what they were covering and what they were doing and the lies within lies. Just to give you an example of decoding this. They're saying we've got to keep marijuana illegal. We've got to tie it to Al-Qaeda. They've already done ads that. Now tie it to Mexican violence and terrorism. If you smoke marijuana, you're funding Al-Qaeda and the Mexican drug gangs, and that's why police have got to still take you to jail and juries have still got to convict you, and we got to put you in prison because, you know, if we don't do this, terrorists are going to kill us all. It's the fact that drugs are illegal. 80 years ago, heroin, cocaine, opium, everything was for sale in drugstores. And the first thing they banned was marijuana, and they used the term marijuana, not hemp, because Americans, you know, didn't know what that was. And they advertised it as from Mexico. And they did newsreels about how it made you go psychopathic and kill everybody. I'm not kidding. There's a whole bunch of documentaries out showing these newsreels, not just Reefer Madness. And it would show you take a hit off a joint and then suddenly go murder your family. It was this weird one they made where all these midget cowboys start murdering everybody in the town because they smoke marijuana. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The opposite of what marijuana does. It makes you want to sit down and eat enchiladas or something and watch TV and an entire half gallon of Bluebell Dutch chocolate ice cream. At least a few times I've smoked marijuana, that's what I felt like doing. So that's what's happening. It doesn't make you want to go out and kill people. Maybe alcohol sometimes. You know, cocaine, stuff like that, certainly sometimes. But the issue here is that this is asinine. You've got a whole generation of people. The average person's even 65 has smoked pot. They know it's a fraud. They know it's a lie. So now, and oh, not just that it's an evil drug, it's terrorism. And then they show the police in black ski mask and the dead bodies in Mexico and say, we've got to have even tougher laws on marijuana because it's causing all the violence. No, drug prohibition is causing all of the violence. And most marijuana is grown now in the United States because they have made it harder to get it over the border in past decades. And that's good because they don't spray it with paraquat and the rest of the chemicals now, stuff grown here in the U.S. So 86% of drug users, only of illegal drug users, only use marijuana. And they know that. The establishment knows it's a fraud in the business. The government controls the cartels that ship in the heroin and cocaine. The few cartels they bust are the cartels not paying their cut. You got a big war against methamphetamine because that's a drug the government doesn't control. And by the government making amphetamines illegal, it's all the backyard-made stuff where even the chemicals you make it with are controlled. So they've got to mix it with a bunch of other chemicals, and it's full of poison. Anybody using crank or methamphetamine is insane. I mean, the pharmaceutical stuff will fry your brain from not getting enough sleep and aging. But you can go for 20, 30 years on that. Look at Kennedy. Look at the Beatles. Look at, you know, pharmaceutical methamphetamine with Elvis. But the stuff you're buying out of trailers, that stuff, it'll kill you deader than a hammer. It'll give you an autoimmune disease. It'll kill your white blood cells. I mean, it's just deadly. But again, that's the government making it illegal. Thanks a lot, scumbags. You're causing all the carnage. Of course, these crank cookers are out of their minds. I mean, they're snorting heavy metals and Grignard reagents and every other poison you can imagine. But that's another side issue. Then they cut to addiction in America. And then they cut to the ad, and it's a Prozac ad. Something even more deadly in its molecular structure. So it's just all fraud. It's all scams. It's all lies. And they're going to let all of society collapse before they stop dealing their drugs, the government. And they love their private prisons they put you in after they sell you the drugs. It's a complete stinking fraud. And we're going to collapse just like Mexico.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to your calls. Got to get a report on the upcoming Bilderberg Group meeting in about 20 minutes. Then we've got an economist joining us to go over what happened in Argentina, what the bankers did there by design. Kind of a test run for the United States, Iceland, and other countries. Let's talk to Chris in Georgia. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
You know, remember Marcus down in Morrow, Georgia? You know, you had him on the show.
You've got a Marcus who?
Marcus Williams. You had him.
Sure. Marcus Williams from the Nubian Bookstore. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to him, and he got the 200 DVDs, and I'm in Clarkston, Georgia, and I've been working on Clarkston's a one-mile diameter city. I've been working on Clarkston for several years now, and my idea is to make a presentation of Obama deception DVDs to the police chief, the mayor, six city council people, city attorney, city clerk, and I'm just kind of conducting an experiment in my own city with awareness raising. I was wondering if maybe, well, maybe you could pay attention to that one a little bit.
Pay attention to what a little bit?
Well, this little experiment of ours here with a small city in Georgia and maybe a little focus. I know you've got a full plate. So I'm going to get these DVDs from Marcus and present them to the whole city council and see what the effects are, and I'll report back to you. But one of the questions I wanted to ask about taxes was, did he say anything about Sherry Jackson? She's in prison now. She was the IRS whistleblower, IRS agent whistleblower, and she's in prison now. I was at her trial, and I didn't know if I missed part of Joe Bannister's discussion.
No, we've had her on the show before, and of course they set her up and sent her to prison for her free speech. That's how they operate. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. You know, I sent 200 free DVDs to that bookstore, and I have given a bunch of other people free DVDs. We don't really toot our horn about it here. I mean, if somebody gave me $50 million, I would give 50 million free DVDs out. I mean, that's how we operate. The goal is unlocking hearts and minds. Everything is about hearts and minds. Everything is about reversing the globalist. I mean, just last night I was surfing around YouTube, and it was worse than I even thought. I found all these clips where they had CPS workers admitting that they get paid bounties to kidnap people's kids. I mean, I knew they were doing that, but to have them brag about it. Perhaps we'll play some of those clips later if I have time. I mean, just on that issue alone, and how it's not real courts, and how they're above the law and they're arrogant. And people are like, what does the Obama deception have to do with that? That's what I mean. It's just, the government is bad, folks. I'm done trying to explain it to people. I mean, I say I'm done. Mentally, I just live this constantly. I study it constantly. I know about their crimes. And then people email me and go, oh, you're exaggerating. Government isn't as bad as you say. Folks, I can't tell you how bad they are. I can't even articulate or explain how out of control this system is. And all I think about is the children. I mean, I think about how the globalists in government textbooks that we've posted and documented and linked to and done articles on, all these textbooks where they say we want to break up the family, we want to end the family, the government's job is to break up the family and break up the middle class and break up businesses and bankrupt the economy so that everybody works for the New World Order. I mean, this is cold-blooded conquering humanity, conquering the species. The scientific dictatorship just doesn't roll in with tanks and take over your government and occupy your nation and then put in some puppet front men. The scientific dictatorship brainwashes you with TV, poisons you in the food and water, breaks up your families, gets you domesticated, gets you on the plantation, and then gives you soft kill weapons through the food and water and vaccines. I mean, they are killing us, ladies and gentlemen. And sure, you know, I would expose 10 years ago in 1999, government documents saying gun owners, constitutionalists, were terrorists. And I'd have people call me and say that document's fake. But you know what? 10 years later, people aren't saying they're fake now. People know. And people could laugh at me about saying 9/11 was an inside job 7.5 years ago. But they're not laughing now. 9/11 Commission Council government agreed to lie about 9/11. And I want this guy on, Red Alert. New book from man tasked by government to help investigate attacks unveils how official story is almost entirely untrue. And he says they made a deal with the Pentagon to lie to the public. That's coming up later. Yeah, even if you really think 19 guys from caves did this, commanded from caves, but from Saudi Arabia, but then Iraq had to be attacked. I mean, if you really believe that, still, the official story is a lie. That's the point we've always made. Even if you believe the official story, you know, that it was 19 guys and the government didn't know and didn't stand down and, you know, even let it happen on purpose. The lie hop instead of made it happen on purpose or did it. Lie hops, let it happen on purpose. My hop, made it happen on purpose. I mean, even if you, I mean, you respect yourselves enough to admit there's army manuals on how to stage terror attacks, that our military's taught this as a tool, like their canteen or rifle. I mean, do you understand there's over 200 examples of our government staging terror where they admit they did it? These people don't play games. Life means nothing to them. You think the globalists didn't care about a 500,000 Japanese they killed in one day dropping A-bombs on them after they'd already tried to surrender unconditionally? But you think they care about you? Because you wear a John Deere cap and drive a truck and strut around listening to George Strait, even though you're all hat and no cattle? You think because you're a black person who likes Barack Obama, the New World Order cares about you and wants to take care of you? I mean, look, stop being suckers, folks. These people want you dead. You got that? And we have trailblazed everything. We trailblazed here. Putting Ron Paul on the map. And Ron Paul, without me asking him, has said that on air. I get respect from Ron Paul, but not from his would-be handlers. And I don't expect the respect. I don't care. I know that to be the first to say something or the first to do something or the first to stick your head up, you get your head whacked. But I don't care. But I do expect all of you to realize the amount of power you have and the amount of change you can affect and the amount of good you can do and the amount of light you can bring into the world. Because I'm just a regular guy from Texas who didn't like gun control and open borders and police state, who learned that the Federal Reserve was an oligarchy ruling our country 15 years ago. And I got on air 14 years ago. And I went out and found others, and we developed and built the alternative media system. We were the first doing alternative radio. I was doing alternative radio in 1995 on the internet. We were the first to trailblaze viral videos. We were the first to go out and take over press conferences and confront politicians and their little hoaxes. We wrote the book on the paradigm shift. And we did it not even knowing we were rewriting the paradigm, expanding the paradigm, unlocking the paradigm, shifting the paradigm. We just took action, and I took every little angle and every little way I could to break into the media and affect change. And we've had a great effect. So don't for a minute think that you can't be a great leader, that you can't start a radio show or website or make films. But whatever you do, don't overanalyze it and try to make your first work perfect. Nothing's perfect. Just take action, get in the fight. Who's up next here? Don in Alabama, you're on the air.
Yes, Alec.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the Obama deception, great film. Out of 100 people, I've a bunch more than 100, but out of 100 people, I'll say 90% of the people that's watching is waking up.
Oh, were these formerly Kool-Aid drinkers?
Oh, absolutely. Those two words you mentioned a while ago, paradigm shift, I remember when it happened to me. I heard this ranting and raving guy back in 2000 named Alex Jones on a shortwave radio. He mentioned a paradigm. I never even thought about what paradigm meant. Woke me up.
Absolutely. Well, I
and
shifted
I
my paradigm.
Praise God for it.
Well, praise God for you. What's going on?
Oh, we started a radio show down here in Ozark, right outside of Fort Rooker 2 years ago. They shut the radio station down. Somebody bought it off. On the website, it says hostile takeover. I don't know exactly who bought it, but you can't get anything anymore on there. We started the American Constitutional radio broadcast down here. I called you a couple of years ago and told you I was going to do it. We did it, but a bunch of folks are waking up, Alex.
That's okay. Find another local radio station. Do whatever you have to. Get on Access TV. Because, again, we're little media, but people never heard anything like this, and so it packs a lot of punch. We're like cyanide to the New World Order. You know,
there's no doubt about that whatsoever. I do most of my time trying to slap these Christians awake down here, and it's starting to work a little bit. Try and get them past Romans 13, and if you can get them past that, they will wake up.
Absolutely, my friend. Well,
but it has been a blessing. It's been a blessing getting out there doing something, not just sitting back letting the world pass you by.
Absolutely, there is. Stay there. I want to hear from you about how fulfilling it was when you started taking action. Because, folks, there's nothing like it on earth. Once you start fighting evil, once you just get past the fear and commit to doing this job, you really start living and you really start understanding what life's all about. Stay there, Don. We'll come right back to you. Then Brian, Dan, Craig, and others.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Yeah, Yeah, don't look back on what's happening today, all the tyranny coming down on the people of the planet, and wish 10, 15, 20 years from now that you'd have done something when you had a chance. World government is moving upon the planet with all of its darkness. They're in the wrong, we're in the right. Are you going to stand up against them? Or will you surrender to oppression and bondage? That is a question you have to decide for yourself, but choose wisely and choose quickly as well. We don't have a lot of time. Don in Alabama, finish up. So what was it like once you got empowered and took action?
Well, I made a lot of enemies to start with, but the people that did turn over to being my friends are friends for life. And they want to do something. They're eager to know the truth. And I try to do everything I can do, mainly give them a Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I point them to you and Steve Quayle, because Steve Quayle is one of the other ones that woke me up also. Oh, by the way, if you get a chance, get him back soon, please, on the radio.
Yeah, we'll get him back on in a minute to do that. Thank you for the call. I need to go on his show as well. I know he's been inviting me. I've just been so busy. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Brian in Canada. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I was calling you today just to let you know that I heard a funny report about 2 weeks ago when they had the incident in New York. I was driving to pick up my wife in the afternoon, and they were reporting it on CBC Radio.
The incident.
They were talking to a man in the area that was freaking out. So I'm listening very intently. The man's freaking out. He says, "I don't get it. There's something going on here." He says, "There's military here, and they're not supposed to have any military here." And he says, "Then they're telling us that it's one man with a gun, and he's killed himself. But I just saw them bring two men out in handcuffs, and they're not telling us nothing." So I took note of that. Not much more of that.
All right, let me stop you. A lot of people probably didn't put two and two together because it took me a minute to click. You're talking about the shooting in New York a week and a half ago that we've had eyewitnesses on the show that talked about how the news helicopter was there before the shooting started. And then it's now been confirmed that supposedly this guy couldn't write. His sister was on Good Morning America and did say that it was fake and that he couldn't write English. So you've got this fake letter, and just like with Columbine and other things, there are reports of other shooters. But you're saying you heard this on CBC, Brian?
Yeah, I heard it live. The man was very upset about it, and he was saying that they're hiding something from us. And I didn't think much more of it until 2 days later when I heard that Al-Qaeda had actually taken responsibility for it, and they had claimed that they used two guys to do it. Just kind of fit one plus one. It was kind of strange, so I've been wanting to mention that to you for a while now, because I already know from 9/11, you listen to the very first reports, and then about after an hour, you give up, because it's one story that comes out. That's when the bull starts, you know?
Well,
but
I mean,
the very first few
reports,
usually you get a sense.
Listen, Building 7, for those that don't know, BBC went on two separate BBC channels, and simultaneously at the exact same minute, said the exact same thing. So we said, that's a script, probably Reuters, because that's who's their main feed. And it turned out it was a internal news feed sent to them 25 minutes before Building 7 fell, reporting exactly how it fell in its own footprint and with the fake cover story. And then we said, BBC, why'd you do that? And they said, we lost the tapes, we won't say. And I on record said, I believe it was a news feed. Then they admitted last year in their own documentary that indeed it was a Reuters news feed. So again, red-handed staging and scripting that, just like they were reporting hours before they caught Lee Harvey Oswald because of time zone mistake they made in New Zealand and other places, that Lee Harvey Oswald had been caught in Dallas. So they did it, period. They killed Kennedy. They carried out 9/11. That's just one little piece of thousands of pieces of evidence. And, with the evidence we have, it is very, very suspicious. And, of course, that's a lie within a lie, saying Al-Qaeda did it. And let me explain what they do here. We've had a bunch of fake terror attacks that have been staged that were not announced to the public, blowing up refineries, shooting people. And then they tell police, listen, this is classified, but Al-Qaeda is hitting us and hitting us hard. That's why we've got to have army checkpoints. That's why we've got to get ready for martial law. The public will panic if they think Al-Qaeda is really attacking. We have to keep this secret from the public. And now the police are compromised into intelligence operations, believing that the government's actually good. So you understand there's staged fake terror attacks, and then there's the big staged attacks that are fake that they give attention to. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, you got to get me that CBC report. Folks have got to get that out of the archives. If you can confirm that, we can get the ball rolling exposing these murderers. Thank you so much. Yeah, I have no doubt that was staged in New York. The one in Pittsburgh probably too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Coming up, more of your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231.
Perfectly still.
Governor Rick Perry, the Bilderberg Group member, the globalist, the guy who's been on my show and called me a big fat hog. In fact, pull up Rick Perry on the show. Maybe we'll play that later. I believe that our federal government has become oppressive in its size, its intrusion into our lives of our citizens, and its interference with the affairs of our state. Governor Perry said, that is why I'm here today to express unwavering support for efforts all across our country to reaffirm the state's rights, affirm of the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I believe that returning to the letter and the spirit of the U.S. Constitution and its essential 10th Amendment will free our states from the undue regulations and ultimately strengthen our union. Perry continued, millions of Texans are tired of Washington, D.C. trying to come down here and tell us how to run Texas. But meanwhile, he's handing our roads over to the bankers. He's forcing Merck shots on the girls of a vaccine killing people. He went to Bilderberg Group illegally. He's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But this is still incredibly positive. CNN, Ron Paul every day. Fox constantly acting like us. Ann Coulter saying she's anti-New World Order after saying it didn't exist. Rick Perry coming out and saying we got to deal with Washington. That's because he doesn't have a choice. The whole legislature of Texas is moving. South Dakota just passed a strong states' rights resolution. It's a cease and desist order to the federal government, H.R. 1013. It's happening. And again, who gets the credit? Glenn Beck gets up and talks about how the states are dangerous moving for declaring sovereignty. I get attacked. The Mayak report demonizes the state sovereignty movement. The 2009 Virginia terrorism threat assessment demonizes it. What is all this anti-terrorism for? It's for the American people. They're now saying our military, our veterans are the number one threat. Gun owners are the number one threat. Homeland Security, all of it was built for us to have the offshore banks steal everything we own and make sure we don't ever get back control of the government to bring the bankers to justice. The police and the military are just a rear guard action now for the bankers to rob us. And I want the police to know why they're going to lose their standard of living. I want the military to know that. Your enemy's the bankers. They run the country. I'm going to cover more of that. We're going to get Jim Tucker, written for some of the largest syndicated columns and newspapers, been in newspaper work for almost 50 years, writes for American Free Press. He is the original guy who 30-plus years ago began writing about the Bilderberg Group. Up until about 7 years ago, the media said he was insane and it didn't exist. Now Bilderberg has written articles and published reports bragging that they set up the European Union, the North American Union. Etienne Davignon gave interviews at the G20, the head of the Bilderberg Group. Politico now writes about how it's real and how it runs things and sources Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, they've gone from saying it doesn't exist to existing. And Jim, sometimes 2, 3, 4 years before something happens, is able to predict what's going to happen. He said, you know, 4 years ago, gas is going to go to $150 a barrel. Bilderberg says so within the next 3 years. It happened. He said, 3 years ago, they're going to pop the subprime mortgage and implode the derivatives crisis to bring in their world government. It happened 2 years later. He said George Bush is going to come out and endorse the Kyoto Protocol and global warming. Everybody laughed at him. A month later, Bush did it. Why? Because the Bilderberg Group is the 125 most powerful people in the world. They've got other steering meetings and things they engage in. That's all they do is fly around micromanaging everything. People say, well, why do they fly around? Well, the mafia doesn't talk over the telephone. They do it in person. They've already got their system and operation running. They just fine-tune things like a mafia commission meeting. And so joining us is Jim Tucker. And we carry his book at Infowars.com, by the way, on the Bilderberg Group. Excellent book. Jim Tucker, good to have you on.
My pleasure, as usual.
Okay, give us the latest on Bilderberg. You believe you found the location of it coming up?
Yes, in Boulamini, Greece, which is concrete to concrete with Athens. At the, can never pronounce the name, Astor Park Resort. They met there in 1993. They're going back this year. May 14 to 17.
Okay, have you talked to any of your sources? Do you know what's on the agenda this time?
Yes. Two people involved in international finance believe that the Bilderbergs are going to celebrate, that is, celebrate the economic crisis, which they may have very well have helped generate for the purpose of creating more global power to international organizations like the IMF and World Bank, sort of makes them a global Treasury Department. And, of course, their regular agenda is always the same as far as evolving the United Nations into a world government, which in, to some extent it is now.
Well, Jim Tucker, I want to stop you right there. Now, please be very, very specific for the listeners. Okay, for the folks out there listening, be very, very specific.
Okay, specifically, I think the listeners are aware that we're in an economic crisis worldwide. The Bilderberg people may very well have created this crisis themselves for their own selfish purposes. They're going to exploit it for their own selfish purposes. It will give them more muscle to generate a type of world Treasury Department, another wing of the United Nations, to bring it still another significant step closer to a world government, which the UN has effectively become anyway with the now that NATO years ago, in fact, on the occasion of their 50th anniversary 10 years ago, NATO celebrated its role as the UN standing army. You could even read that in the Washington Post. It's two different paragraphs, one on page one and one deep inside on their NATO story, because it's, the celebration of the 50th was in Washington, D.C. It was a big story locally and worldwide. In one paragraph, they celebrated the fact that the first time NATO forces fired a shot in anger, it was in Kosovo, not, according to, as their charter dictates, in defense of Western Europe against a potential Soviet attack. Then, way down deep in the story on the side where the story had jumped, they quoted the one of the heads of state as saying that, of course, NATO would only send its military to areas as directed by the UN. You put the two paragraphs together, and NATO for 10 years has been the standing army of the United Nations. It will go anywhere in the world on the orders of the UN Security Council. And, of course, they're also working on eliminating local currency. The dollar is to become the Amerio as NAFTA expands throughout the Western Hemisphere and evolves into an American Union similar to the European Union.
Jim, stop right there for a moment. Let's walk through this for a second. I want to go back. Going back to almost 3 years ago, Bilderberg 2006, we're in the bar. I'm interviewing you and Daniel Estulin with your Bilderberg sources inside. Danny and you talk about how they're planning an engineered collapse of the subprime mortgage to bring the world to its knees so they could consolidate. Now we fast forward to the eve of a Bilderberg group meeting in 2009, 3 years later. Specifically, your sources, the intel, it's confirmed by George Soros and others bragging that the oil crisis is contrived to lower the price to bankrupt their enemies. He also told a bunch of newspapers that, hey, I'm having a great crisis. This is the culmination of my life. We're getting all this power and control out of imploding the economy. So they're openly bragging that they love what's happening and that they helped engineer it. Specifically, though, Jim Tucker, you're saying Bilderberg is going to celebrate the fact that the crisis is bringing in their new world order.
Yes, that's according, as I said, to two people heavily involved in international finance and who are intimately aware of Bilderberg. I wish I could name the sources out loud, but for obvious reasons I cannot.
No, we understand. You're proving your sources are impeccable, Jim. I mean, we've gone from them saying Bilderberg didn't exist to them now having admitted. What is it like to go from the point of this was denied, you were insane, you were schizophrenic, there was no such thing as a global elite, much less a Bilderberg group, with the media covering it up, to now it's getting more and more attention?
Well, it's been a process over the years. It was, I believe, in Helsinki maybe 13 years ago, that we found out where Bilderberg was going to be situated, where they were going to meet, and when, quite early that year, I think November or something. So we had an advanced story in the spotlight, the grandpappy of American Free Press, and our European readers, of which circulation is limited, of course, in Europe because of the high cost of postage and so forth. So one subscription is likely to be shared by 20 people. So our readers in Helsinki wrote back, this is all by snail mail, saying, should we alert the local media? And we said yes, and I should have thought about it years earlier. And when Bilderberg kids got off airplanes at the airport in Helsinki, heading for their helicopters and limousines that would take them to a resort about 30 miles out, they were stunned to see cameras flashing, reporters with padded hot little fists breathing questions. And since then, the European media, broadcast, TV, radio, and newspapers, and then news magazines have been all over Bilderberg. I'm talking about major daily newspapers from London and Paris and elsewhere. Give page one heavy treatment. They work very hard at it. They're widely known in Europe, but the blackout is still 100% in the United States, with the exception, of course, of American Free Press. And as you observed at the meeting in Chantilly a few years ago, the independent press, like the small newspaper that's independently owned in a small town, our independently owned radio station, our TV station. We had quite a number of those people turn out for Bilderberg and Chantilly, but you'd never see the New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, or any of the wire services because they have attended these meetings and they took their oath of secrecy.
Jim, like you said, there's still almost a complete media blackout here in the United States, but we are starting to actually see a few articles about Bilderberg. But now they're saying, oh, we don't really run anything. And then Wikipedia deletes the Bilderberg account, and then they say it doesn't exist, just like they say New World Order doesn't exist because it's CIA run. And they also deleted the Bilderberg list from 2008 in Chantilly, saying that even though Bilderberg released that, they couldn't prove that was theirs, so it didn't exist either. So we have this crazy paradox where world government's being admitted now by the globalists themselves. Time magazine, Newsweek announcing New World Order, Bank of the World, to control the planet, regulate every facet of our lives. But then we still have some pockets of media saying, no, it does not exist. And we have all these federal MIAC reports and others saying we're insane and dangerous terrorists if we believe in a global elite.
Well, shucks, if you vote Republican, you might be considered a terrorist under this. Well, we'll have more of this next edition of the newspaper where the government's report saying that conservatives and right-wingers are terrorist threats along with the child molesters.
Oh, and veterans, too. It just says all the veterans are terrorists, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have be reporting in this next issue, not directly related to Bilderberg, of course. But you were talking about how evolved this country. It was the late, great Westbrook Pegler who first reported it in two columns in 1957. Bilderberg's first meeting under the name Bilderberg was in 1954. Where they got their name at the Bilderberg Hotel.
No. I know, and we put that in Endgame. We give him, I understand that he did two reports on it, but it's Jim, it's you that followed him around for 30 plus years and broke it out of the popular culture.
Well, Pegler did not use the term Bilderberg. He did not know that's why they called themselves. He just addressed at great length the matter of the world famous distinguished men from around all over Europe and the United States meeting in secret and raised the questions, why would they meet in secret? What evil are they up to?
Now, Jim, can you speak to this? We had people going before Congress in the early 50s. We had people going before Congress and saying there's a thing called La Cosa Nostra, the mafia. They meet in secret commission meetings in farmhouses and remote areas. They control the United States. They make billions of dollars a year. They've paid off the police and the judges. And then the guy on their payroll comes out, at the FBI director, and says it's a conspiracy theory. There is no such thing as organized crime. And that's the same thing. You were saying, hey, here's the real organized crime. Here's the real WASP and Israeli mafia and others meeting. It's called the Bilderberg Group. And they just said no, just like the FBI director said, no, it doesn't exist, because once you exist, once you admit there's a mafia, then you've got to talk about it. Can you make the parallel between denying there was a mafia, which people would laugh at now today, towards denying that there was a global elite?
Well, certainly. I remember pointing out to FBI agents who were helping to guard Bilderberg in some European place, I think Germany some years ago, along with their own, well, you've been there, you know how they have sometimes the military deployed in European countries, but a host of armed and uniformed guards backed up by plainclothes guards, in this case backed up by the FBI. And I explained to the FBI man that the Americans meeting, this meeting, were criminals. They were there in violation of the Logan Act. And they said, yes, but you could not arrest them on foreign soil. So I said, well, next time they meet in North America, you can come out and grab them. But, oh, sure, they know they exist because the FBI was there to guard them, along with Secret Servicemen from the uniformed Secret Servicemen and plainclothes Secret Servicemen. They cannot deny they're there. People often talk about, ask me why I believe in a conspiracy theory, and I say I don't report on conspiracy theories. I report on conspiracy facts. And anyway, you can define, Webster defines conspiracy. Bilderberg meets the definition.
No, they absolutely do.
Even if you want to say they do good work and we should all be grateful, we have the unwashed multitude should be grateful. If you want to take that absurd view, you still have to acknowledge a conspiracy.
But see, if they can play the game like the FBI did and say mafia doesn't exist, organized crime doesn't exist, then you can just neutralize the whole debate. And the childlike public says, okay, bad men don't exist. There's no organized crime. Just like they deny the government brings in most of the drugs. Oh, no, 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 no. When it's documented fact. Jim Tucker, stay there. I want to come back and talk more about what's on the agenda in Greece and the date.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
up on InfoWars.com right now. Does Perry's support of 10th Amendment bill make him a dangerous right-wing extremist or terrorist? According to the federal government, yes. If you believe in states' rights, tea parties, liberty, freedom, Second Amendment, if you buy firearms and ammo, the federal document that we broke over the weekend states you are the number one threat to law enforcement. You are a terrorist. So are the veterans coming home. It states it right there. These are the criminals that run our country. Going back to Jim Tucker, what is the date of Bilderberg this year in Greece? How have you learned so early? Normally, you're learning just a week or two before. They also sometimes, you know, try to put out disinformation, Jim. But you've always been accurate, pegging it. How do you know so early? Jim Tucker, yes, Jim. How do you know so early this year where Bilderberg is?
Well, we start working on it in January when they start getting their letters, although they've delayed some of their letters to try to prevent leaks. My collaborators who help every year get to work on it. And so one of our sources called couple weeks ago or so ago.
Jim, you're out of breath. Did you run outside and smoke a cigarette?
No, I smoked two cigarettes.
Hey, stay five more minutes with us in the next hour because I want to go. I mean, let's have some levity. What are those cigarettes I've bummed off you? I've since quit, but you don't have filters on them or what you call tampons.
No, I never smoked tampon tip cigarettes.
Okay, Jim is a real character, folks, a real classic straw-hatted journalist. Jim, what are those devilish cigarettes you smoke?
Well, they're imitation pill mills. In Virginia, they've got stores, and I don't own any stock in the stores, so I'm not promoting any financial interests here, but chain of stores that invented new cigarettes from new companies that have not signed off and that got off 47 state settlements. So they don't have to pay any of those millions of dollars a year. And until the turkeys in Congress increase cigarette taxes by 62 cents a pack, jerking food off the tables of starving Negro children in doing so, they cost $1.70 a carton or $1.70 each, $17 a carton.
Well, that's true. It really does hit inner cities and poor folks even worse with these out-of-control taxes. And it doesn't make people quit smoking. But, Jim, those are some mean cigarettes you smoke. That is tough stuff. I mean, you smoke the most harsh cigarettes I've ever seen, and you can, like, almost pull one down, the whole cigarette in one big drag. You are something special.
Well, I go jogging every day, too, of course.
Folks, if you don't know Tucker behind the scenes, he is a real character. We ought to make a film just about you, Jim. Okay, listen, I digressed and I apologize. I want you to do five more minutes with us. We're going to break for 1 minute here in a second, and let's get serious. So what is the date of Bilderberg 2009 again?
May 14, 17.
And that's in a suburb of Athens?
Yes, a town called Voulamini.
Voulamini.
Yeah.
So they are celebrating. I mean, we have some of the Bilderberg group members in public celebrating. I wonder why they're so arrogant, why they love hurting people and bankrupting them. I guess they like power.
Yes, when you're that filthy rich, money is power. I mean, there's only so many homes you can sleep in, only so many yachts you can cruise on, so many private airplanes that one person could possibly use. But simply money for the adventure of power. They're drunk on power.
So they enjoy taking money from us. It's devastating. It's economic warfare. Back in 1 minute. We're coming back in 1 minute, Jim. No time to smoke cigarettes. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7 minutes, basically. Basically, 7.5 minutes there. Precise. We're going to open the phones up. We're going to do a bunch of news, play this Rick Perry clip. Why, it's like Alex Jones is now the governor of Texas. I mean, it sounds like I'm up there, but we know Rick Perry better than that. Jim Tucker, what do you think of Rick Perry suddenly says he wants to fight the globalists and the feds are oppressive and we're going to declare 10th Amendment sovereignty? Fox News is talking about the New World Order. CNN's talking about the New World Order and populism. I mean, what is it like for you to be a patriot, anti-New World Order, for 40-something years and now see, as the New World Order is openly announced, more and more people are having to, having to admit it's real?
Yes, non dare call it Bilderberg, but I'm glad to see the public become more aware of these international intrigues. In fact, Bilderberg's been on the losing end for some time now. We have cause to celebrate. I mean, years ago, Bilderberg assured themselves, I think it was about 1980-something, that we'd have the American Union in place, fully in place by the year 2000. It's that approach. They had to set the goal back a little bit, and now back still further. The public becomes outraged when they become aware of it. You just mentioned some of the indications that they're aware of it. Your governor, who attended Bilderberg, made all of his promises. He's buckling under public pressure. So, and you've also seen increasing, and this disturbs Bilderberg very much, increasing popularity of so-called protectionism, where we equalize trade at the water's edge, where you cannot, where Americans are saying, do not dump on us. Some are even talking about bringing back the Smoot-Hawley Act. Which,
but see, Jim, that's the intel we're getting is the bankers said, okay, we're not able to ban their guns yet. We're not able to legalize all the illegals yet. Let's fully destroy the economies of the West. Then the people will be so bankrupt, they'll just be glad they're not starving in the street like Argentina, and then they'll go along with our orders. And so basically, they're just destroying the entire economy out of spite to try to get their world government through this crisis.
Yes, that's certainly true.
But I... Sorry, go ahead.
But again, these are acts of desperation when they set these goals and they're unable to meet these goals, and they see a rise in nationalism, which is a dirty word to Bilderbergs. They're citizens of the world, as your president calls himself a citizen of the world. Obama, of course, as you know, is a Bilderberg recruit, and all presidents have had, since Eisenhower, had somebody attend Bilderberg meetings for the White House to report back on what the president's new orders are for this for the coming year. So Obama calls himself a citizen of the world. He uses the term redistributing the wealth as much as Karl Marx ever did. He thought about redistributing your wealth to people who do not work, people who are too lazy to work, to illegal aliens who a family of four on average needs more than $4,000 a year, or gets, not needs, but gets.
But again, Jim, that's only a small portion. Most of the trillions are going to the banks. They just give a few crumbs to their minions.
Yes, that's what they, like you said, they want the people to be so in such desperate financial straits they'll accept anything. Relief. Some years ago when they talked about the UN having...
Tell you what, Jim, I've got callers coming up, 1-800-259-9231. The book is Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. We sell it at InfoWars.com. But, Jim, stay there for one more moment. You got 3 minutes to go smoke a cigarette. Come back, and we'll do 5 more minutes, and I'll let you go. Okay, go ahead and go have your cigarette.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting for the next hour, 51 minutes of the syndicated radio transmission. I'll be taking your calls, Matt, Chip, Joshua, Annie, Dan, and many others that are patiently holding as soon as Jim leaves us coming up here in just a few minutes. You know, I've already done 2 hours and 8 minutes of radio today and haven't plugged yet The Obama Deception, my new film, viral all over the web. People are buying the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. They are making copies of it. They are giving it to their friends, their family, their neighbors. They're airing it on Access TV. They're having viewing parties. I just want to salute and thank everyone that has gotten the Obama deception, and I want to encourage those of you that haven't to please get it at InfoWars.com on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart and make all the copies your heart wants to. I mean, as many as you can make. I know a lot of universities and other groups of students are going out, and everywhere Obama goes to speak, they're giving out thousands of these. And the Tea Parties that the neocons are trying to co-opt, patriots, true patriots, are going out to these events and you know, really waking up the people that are the Tea Parties to the full scope of the New World Order. So, again, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free to order the Obama deception, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And by the way, if you want to meet like-minded people, the best way to do it is through T-shirts. And we've got the answer in 1984, 1776 shirts. People say, what does that mean? You could explain. We want liberty instead of tyranny. The choice is 1776 culture or 1984 culture. Which one do you want? We've got all these other T-shirts that are about getting people talking, meeting like-minded people. Just wearing InfoWars.com around, folks, and all the shirts have that on the back. You're gonna run into a lot of InfoWarriors. You wanna find like-minded people. This is the way to do it, big time, because there are InfoWarriors in every town, every city. It's really getting huge. We have this new Live Free or Die T-shirt that's got Paul Revere charging out with a musket in his hand. Just a gorgeous shirt, great designer. Put that together, all available at InfoWars.com. Okay, that said, I'm going to go back to Jim in a moment. I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, and this is a new sponsor because I've used this product. I believe in nanosilver. The smaller the particle, the better. And silver is one of the oldest antibiotics. There's a lot of great silver products out there, but I've tested this one out with sore throats, with other things like that. You know, what, 15% of kids have that thing where they get a few warts on them. You know, my son had that, put silver on it, knocked it right out. Even the doctor office recommended silver. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, new silver solution. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, prepare you and your family. The new silver solution is a new type of solution that is a nanoparticle. It is absorbed by the body more quickly and effectively. Visit the link on InfoWars.com and see the studies for yourself. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. This is a great way to protect your family and friends. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com. You cannot put a price tag on your family's health. Go and watch the testimonials, and you'll see what they have to say. Okay, going back to Jim Tucker, I'm going to let him go in a moment because I know he's busy. Jim, I wanted to finish up. We've got Bilderberg 2009 coming up. Now, just keep going back to this. It's such a big deal. You have sources inside Bilderberg. We'll just leave it at that. Esalen admits he has Bilderberg Group members, but I don't want to say much more than that. This is just off the charts amazing that these bastards are going to be celebrating the economic collapse, which is they're then hoarding all the bailout money they get through our governments they control. Do you think this hoax is going to be able to continue on? I mean, this is a very arrogant and bold move by them.
No, because, as we mentioned earlier, public awareness is increasing, even if politicians dare not use the word Bilderberg. They're forced, as your governor was, to acknowledge that there is a problem. And we must face it. We have seen so many examples of it being reported, not with the term Bilderberg, not used in the national media, news sites, and broadcasts. Statements, the awareness is growing, and politicians are scared. They're even talking about what Bilderberg denounces as protectionism. Nationalism, as Bilderberg acknowledges, is on the increase. And a nationalist is a horrible thing in the Bilderberg view. So, and as I mentioned earlier, they're far behind their own timetable for a world government. So I think they're ultimately going to fail. But the trouble is, the Americans are not fighting back hard enough like the Europeans are fighting back. And Europe, England still refuses to join the European Union's common currency. They still keep the pound. They refuse to surrender sovereignty, further sovereignty to the European Union. And there's demands throughout the European Union member states for less power by the European Union and more sovereignty all the time. But the United States, we're not fighting back as hard, and that's why certain bad things could still happen, even if Bilderberg is on the ropes. For example, if we join the World Court, if Obama wants to, we've surrendered a great deal of sovereignty we'll never get back, because the International Criminal Court and the World Court are both would both be similar, superior to our own United States Supreme Court. And tragically, recently departed Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is among those who advocate our surrendering sovereignty to the International Criminal Court. They are, sadly, the son of the direct descendant of Supreme Court Justice and President of the United States, William Howard Taft, and his son, Robert, the late Robert Taft, a great America First senator from Ohio. But the latest Robert Taft, the fourth, is all for surrendering our sovereignty to the International Criminal Court. They just had a press conference in Washington demanding that we join the criminal court, International Criminal Court, just a few days ago.
And that means, for those that don't know, fully adopting the European system of guilty until proven innocent, getting rid of juries, having tribunals. And we've had Supreme Court justices in Time Magazine, in USA Today, come right out and say, oh, we take our orders now from the higher court, from the International Criminal Court. So this process is happening.
Yes, they'll sit around there. Those fools will sit around the Supreme Court chambers and talk openly about how we certainly should look to the decisions made by foreign courts in applying constitutional law to the United States. That's absurd on its face. And one of the strongest patriots on the Supreme Court is Clarence Thomas, who, although he is himself a Negro, is hated by liberals for opposing affirmative action. There's euphemism for racial preferences.
All right. Well, Jim Tucker, we appreciate you coming on the show. We appreciate your close to 50-something years covering news and 30-plus years. What is it, 32, 33, 34 years? How long have you been covering Bilderberg?
Since 75, so make it 05, 33 years, I guess.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, and I hope you'll join us from you're going to be going to Greece, right, to cover Bilderberg?
Yeah. Yeah, itinerary is on our website.
Okay, fantastic. And folks, again, can get your book at Infowars.com in the shopping cart. Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, put out by American Free Press. Jim, thank you so much for spending time with us. And when do I need to have my producer check your itinerary to set a couple of updates from you while you're at Bilderberg 2009?
Oh, whenever he wants to, remembering that there's a seven-hour time difference, because when we're on daylight time, it's
Yeah, so we'll be interviewing you then. Every evening at, say, 7 o'clock.
We can pick out some such. No, it'd be better to do it in the middle of the afternoon, because we normally have our, as you recall from your own experience, we have our pool meeting in the evenings.
No, I know, but see, we're live 11 to 3 p.m., so I guess if it's a seven-hour difference in the Mediterranean, in that zone in Greece, that I could have you on at like 11. And then that would be at 6 o'clock. I mean, that's how we've had to do it in the past. I guess I could record the interviews, Jim.
Or how about 2 p.m. Greek time? That would still be within your nighttime frame, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I do have a nighttime show, but Jason Burnus is doing that now. Well, we'll figure it out, Jim, regardless.
Okay, we'll regardless,
yeah, I know you have your pool reports going on there, but it's always breaking news on what's coming up in the next year, because these people really do run the planet. Jim Tucker, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. You know, one of my pet peeves is people not knowing what words mean in semantics, because I know I'm going to get emails from ignorant people. Remember Robin Page, who we had on, BBC reporter, was in the BBC News. He did a report on rural affairs, and he gave a speech saying rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. He was arrested. And the British police, 5 years ago, said the word homosexual is a hate word. Now, heterosexual, homosexual, that's just a scientific name for your sexual preference. And it's the same thing with Anglo-Negro. And I was watching a documentary about the 50s and 60s civil rights movement, and it showed the black folks saying, we demand to be called that. And then nowadays, the public's so ignorant, somebody uses the old-fashioned term, and then they all freak out. But see, that shows how screwed up the public is. They don't care if the government funds HIV and black folks' vaccines. It's just, don't use a scientific term. I just wanted to add that before I get emails. You need to learn not to be so ignorant out there. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping and all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Passing a 10th Amendment / 9th Amendment reaffirmation of the Bill of Rights Constitution. South Dakota's passed it. A bunch of other states are in the process of passing it. And see, all of you out there said, oh, it won't do any good. Oh, it won't help. You won't get this passed, Jones. And then, oh, well, even if it passes, they won't enforce it. It's all part of a process, a reawakening to our liberties and freedoms. It's just one more solution. And also, when the feds put out these reports saying gun owners are terrorists, veterans are terrorists, people that love freedom are bad, well, we just rebuke how bad this is and expose what a fraud it is. I mean, we got to be in the fight, not just sit here and say it's too big, we don't have any power. The truth is, we do have a lot of power. To the point of Bilderberg Group, New World Order crony, busy handing over the roads and power plants to the Bilderberg Group, that's on record, Rick Perry has to come out and camouflage himself like he's one of us. And, you know, if he's forced by political weight, because he's checked the vote. Remember a month and a half ago when I had state senators on and people saying they hoped Rick Perry would get on board? Well, they're about to pass it in the Texas legislature. So then he shows up and says it's his. And now he'll control it. I know how he operates and try to make sure it doesn't really happen or that it's not enforced. But regardless, he's having to act like he's one of us, just like Glenn Beck and others are. And that shows we are taking the country back. Let's go ahead and show it. Here's the video.
And more importantly, millions of Texans just like yourself that are tired of Washington, D.C. trying to come down here and tell us how to run Texas. I happen to think this is a pretty bold step. HCR is... as introduced by Representative Creighton, co-authored by Representative Ginn, is a bipartisan piece of legislation. It concerns all Texans. It concerns all Americans. 10th Amendment was enacted by folks who remembered what it was like to have a very oppressive government, to be under the thumb of tyrants and an all-powerful government. Unfortunately,
I mean, that is too incredible. And we know what it's like to be under the thumb of tyrants. Man, I've met Rick Perry. I know Rick Perry. He does not normally talk with that big of a Texas accent. I mean, this is deep. I would call that a far west Texas accent almost. And then he from South Texas. Point is, under the thumb of tyrants. Tyrants. Back it up. He can't even hardly understand. Tyrants. Under the oppressive thumb of tyrants. I like that, though. At least they're talking about the oppressive thumb of tyrants now. Because, again, we are becoming the mainstream. The government is tyrannical. Here it is.
10th Amendment was enacted by folks who remembered what it was like to have a very oppressive government, to be under the thumb of tyrants and an all-powerful government. Unfortunately, the protections it guarantees have melted away over the course of the years. You're probably familiar with that old adage about how to boil a frog. You know, you just get him to sit there in that pot and you turn up the heat a little bit by a little bit, and before you know it, the frog doesn't realize it, but he's done. And since the United States Constitution
I just got to imitate this. How many times have I done the frog in the pot thing? I mean, it's like Alex Jones is now the governor. kind of like you got a frog in a pot, and a little bit by little bit, you turn the heat up, and pretty much, sooner or later, he's done. The tyrants, tyrants, tyrants. I just love it, though, because what's going to happen is they're trying to chameleon now and act like they're patriots because they're getting the feedback. They're learning. They know about the New World Order now. They know about everything. They know about everything we stole. They know I took money from Merck knowing that vaccine killed people so it would get vaccine damage federal funding. Because if I make it mandatory or say it's mandatory, then the federal funds kick in to give it liability protection. They're finding out about me. They're finding out. I won't fight the tyrants, too. I'm against them as well. Here, keep it. Play it again. Play it again. Tyrants. Oh.
You know, you just get him to sit there in that pot, and you turn sit up the heat a little bit by a little bit, and before you know it,
what,
the frog doesn't realize it.
Before you know it, you
done.
Got you some Cajun delight
and,
there. As long as you got you a good-looking, dark-haired, green-eyed, Cajun queen, everything's all right, boy.
The federal government's been
right,
slowly...
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. The info war continues as we launch forward at Mach speed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in
New Orleans. And we had Rick Perry with us.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
we fired once more, and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the...
And then what happened is Rick Perry was with the Redcoats, and he ran behind a bush, took his red coat off, and put one of our uniforms on. He ran out, "Hey, I'm with you guys. We need to fight the tyrants. We don't want to be like that frog pretty soon cooking in that pot, boy." It's all a big act with Perry, the whole Texas thing, just like with Bush. And it really gets old. We look down the river. I gotta watch it. If I go into hick land, I'm actually somewhat of a hick. I'll actually revert. Start talking like Granny Clampett.
"You get you in there and get me some possums and some, get the frying pan out there, Jethro."
"Gee, Granny, I guess so. I guess Rick Perry's on our side then."
Oh, man, I am really out of control today. Well, everything is going to hell in a handbasket, so I might as well have some fun with it. Let's be serious, and I'm going to your calls. Back it up, and let's just hear what Rick Perry had to say, unedited, without me stopping and laughing. Okay, but, I mean, here he is playing as good old boy. I mean, I'm surprised he wasn't wearing a cowboy hat and a big belt buckle going, but the point is that that's fake and all the rest of it's fake. But the reason this is important is this globalist involved in everything horrid for the New World Order. I mean, he's been to Bilderberg. Normally, if a governor's invited to that, means they're planning to make him president later. He's doing this now because he knows which way the wind is blowing. And this will be a betrayal, make no mistake. But it means still that we're forcing them to at least talk the talk. That means we can make a lot of them walk the walk. So let's go ahead and go to Rick Perry, the incredible good old boy. Here he is.
Representative Ginn is a bipartisan piece of legislation. It concerns all Texans. It concerns all Americans. Tenth Amendment was enacted by folks who remembered what it was like to have a very oppressive government, to be under the thumb of tyrants and an all-powerful government. Unfortunately, the protections it guarantees have melted away over the course of the years. You're probably familiar with that old adage about how to boil a frog. You know, you just get him to sit there in that pot and you turn up the heat a little bit by a little bit, and before you know it, the frog doesn't realize it, but he's done. And since the United States Constitution was ratified, the federal government's been slowly kind of turning up the heat on the states, if you will, and they've eroded the notion of states' rights. The Founding Fathers understood that a one-size approach doesn't work with the states when it comes to governing, especially a country the size of the United States. And I'll promise you it doesn't work for Texas. Our economic strength compared to the federal budget mess and other problems that they've got up there is a great example that Texans know best how to govern Texas. We're proof that good things happen when government lowers taxes, lowers regulations, it reduces spending, it encourages private sector growth.
That's enough. You can watch it all at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Steve Watson's done a story for InfoWars.net on it. Meanwhile, they've passed a state franchise tax that is a state income tax. They've passed all these other little taxes. It's got to be every month some new tax bureaucrat shows up informing me of a new tax here at our little office. And the state of Texas is under federal control. The state police are brainwashed by the feds. They're doing all sorts of urban warfare drills. Texas is going to hell in a handbasket. Rick Perry's handing over the state-paid-for power plants, roads, infrastructure to the Bilderberg Group. He's tied in with people from Bilderberg that have been indicted in foreign banks running scams in Texas. And then he's going to prance around telling us about tyrants. on record one time, we had a reporter down at the Capitol, and Rick Perry walks out. They go, "Hey, Governor Perry, it's Alex Jones here on the phone." And he goes, "What are you doing, you big old fat hog?" People think I'm joking. John, did you find that when I mentioned it? You can YouTube Alex Jones, Rick Perry. You can find it. It doesn't matter. People can hear it if they want. Point is, Rick Perry is a real piece of work. Look, if this is good news that he's at least having to talk about it. Okay, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up and try to just bam, 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 go through them here. Of course, you know I'll fail, but that's all right. Matt in Mass. You're on the air, Matt. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'd like you to know it's an honor and a privilege to finally talk to you.
It's an honor and privilege to talk to you, sir. Welcome.
I am one pissed off American, but according to the government, I'm just a crazy terrorist.
Absolutely. You don't like foreign banks ruling you and stealing all your money? That is crazy. You're dangerous. I tell you what am I going to do?
I got so much to talk about. You don't know what I've been through, especially with the bank foreclosing on me. But anyways, you know, up in Massachusetts, 90% of the people up here are still asleep. They have no idea what's going on. And I'm excited to go to Lexington on the Green on the 19th to see what kind of turnout we got.
Absolutely, and I'm going to have the folks doing that, the Oath Keepers, all these police and military going there to say, we won't confiscate guns, we won't go along with stealing property, New World Order. And if we educate the police and military, which is now happening, that's where the globalists are trying to brainwash them with all these reports saying gun owners are evil and all the rest of it.
Exactly.
If we reach out to the uniforms, the New World Order won't be able to get away with anything.
Exactly, unless they sit the Chinese and the Russians on us.
Which they've openly done deals to actually use Czech Republic, Ukrainians, Filipinos, Mexicans, Canadians on us, and some Germans and Dutch, because I've been to the drills and seen the agreements. People always talk about Chinese and Russians. I know because it's in Red Dawn, and that's kind of popular out in the militia movement to think that. But we know the countries they're training with to occupy the U.S., so that's admitted in Army War College documents. We've had Colonel Craig Roberts on to talk about it and give chapter and verse that they will use foreign troops in America, but they list those nations. It is very, very serious.
Yeah. Sure. And you know what? If I had your resources, I'd be as loud or louder. But, you know.
What else is on your mind, Matt?
First I'd like to say, you know, I would be more than happy to move to Texas and work for you for nothing. I mean, that's how much faith I have in you. I am calling about eugenics. I have hepatitis C. I don't know anybody who has AIDS, and I'm 50 years old, but I know at least 30 people who have hepatitis C. I don't know where I contracted it from. I have tattoos, but I've been to licensed parlors that have been inspected and whatnot. I don't know how I've got it, but I'm just wondering if I should be taking the antibiotics for that, the interferon, because I'm worried sick that they're, you know, sticking something else in me.
Let me try to answer your question. I appreciate your call, Matt. Look, I can't practice medicine here. And medicine is very complex, and it also depends on the individual. But I know what medical doctors have said. We've gone from one case in 2004 of leprosy, and no cases before that for decades, to 7,000 in 2005, 2006, the next year. You can pull these numbers up. And then we haven't seen numbers since then. We've gone, I mean, hepatitis, everything's off the charts. And you can get hepatitis from somebody making your, you know, your hamburger at a fast food place. And in Mexico, they spray the farms with human feces, and then people have gotten hepatitis from that. It's the third world food. And then when they create the crisis of the salmonella and the hepatitis, then they say, oh, we need to pass a law shutting down organic farming in the U.S., but then having no regulations and all the stuff coming in from Latin America. So that's the biggest issue. You can get it from sexual partners, things like that. That's why they want to give everybody, every baby at birth, the hepatitis shot. And a lot of people have shown evidence that it's actually giving people the hepatitis. But there's a lot of stuff they've added to vaccines. There's the factor VIII blood drugs that people are given that have HIV and hepatitis in it. So it's very, very serious. Chip in Michigan. Just to finish another question. The interferon and all that, there's a lot of studies, a lot of experts, a lot of doctors that say it's the drugs that supposedly treat you for HIV and other similar things that actually kill you quicker. But whatever. Let's talk to Chip in Michigan. Chip, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Al?
Doing a worldwide transmission. Welcome.
I know you don't have all the answers, and I'm not looking for an answer. I'm just looking for a suggestion. My father and I, we've watched certain videos, yours, a couple of yours, and we read similar books for the past, 15 years or so. We're on kind of the same wavelength. The other day I brought over the Obama deception, hot off the presses, as far as he's concerned, and normally we watch a video, and he'll press pause, we'll talk about it, we'll continue watching, he'll press pause periodically throughout the video, and we'll discuss it. During the Obama deception, he didn't press pause once, he sat there with his mouth open, and once in a while he'd say, wow, wow, holy bleep. Afterwards, his first comment to me was, and I want you to know that he's 68, he's retired. So when he made this comment to me, he was referring to himself and people in his quote-unquote category, being older and retired and heavily invested in this system. His first comment to me was, the only thing Alex failed to mention was what we can do about it. And I was wondering if you could just suggest something that I could tell him and people in his, quote-unquote category of retirement.
Well, that's a very important question, but overall, it's not hype when I say this film is particularly powerful, because it's so timely. It covers the master plan of the globalists, the bankers, the police state, the grid, and I think therein lies the solution. We talk about states' rights. We talk about saying no to the feds. We talk about criminally going after the bankers. We talk about everyone getting involved in their own issues and saying no to the system. I mean, it's full of solutions. At the end, I'm going to have more solutions in another film I'm making to come out in about 2-3 months. But, I mean, specifically, the solution is not letting them carry out the next phase. They took control of the government. They bankrupted us. They deindustrialized us. They militarized the police. They kidnap over 1,400,000 children a year. You know, they engage in all these hard crimes. We have to recognize that evil and take abortion. You know, go out with a placard of dead babies. Sounds horrible. Looks terrible. People get offended. But just folks doing that has gone from around 50% of people being for abortion to now only about 25% in all the major polls. So we're winning that fight. The truth is, if we just take, and then you save babies right there. Men and women don't need to fight with each other. We've been trained to do it in society. If you get married and have kids, you got to stick together, because statistically it's going to hurt your children if you break up. Living well, the best revenge is living well, as the French say. Getting along with your neighbors, being informed, enjoying life, caring about other people. I mean, I love seeing healthy, happy people. I love seeing people do well. I love seeing people, who are creative. And I thought everybody else was like me. I didn't know that a lot of folks are like diseased mentally from Madison Avenue, and they hate seeing other people do well. You know, I mean, again, we got to get our heads screwed on right and think tribally as a human society against the elites. Instead, they all try to divide us off against each other. They're going to say, do whatever we want with the Bank of the World, with regulation, with federalization, and we'll turn the economy back on. Then they're going to give you some of the money, but then hyperinflate. And then as things get worse, they're going to say, oh, you didn't do what we said. That's why they got worse. It's designed to get worse, because things getting worse are better for them. Your dad says, what do you do about it? Call the state legislature. Go for 10th Amendment resolutions. Educate local police and military. Just because your father and you know all about this stuff doesn't mean your neighbors, your friends, or family. Number one is education, so people know the ball game they're in. They know what they're facing. They know their enemy. Okay, so there's some solutions.
Okay, I get that. I'm looking for a practical thing. He's looking at me, and he's like,
so,
well,
there's no silver bullet. There's no one thing. I mean, I can't say you go meet a leprechaun behind the barn, and he's going to, you know, he's going to fix everything for you. It's a process.
Looking at my dad, and I'm thinking, well, what can I tell this guy? He's got a good point. He's retired. He's heavily invested in the system, and this kind of information obviously will, and rightfully so, totally shatter his reality. I mean, that would be everything to him.
The system is shattered. The New World Order built this current grid to get us decadent, get us in debt, get us under their control, so that when they finally try to pull us down, we don't swim for the surface. We go ahead and go down with the Hydra. Okay, I'll go to the bottom with you. It's the best system we've got. You know, they're destroying what they built before and bringing in their New World Order.
Right.
I mean, they've got police at announcing you'll be arrested if you don't take vaccines, and then having police dogs with thousands of kids crying being injected outside sports stadiums. I mean, you know, people say, well, Hitler, you know, the Hitlerian system of 1938, I mean, you know, it looks like it's going to get bad, but it's the system I'm invested in. I don't even claim to have all the answers, but people say, well, what do I do? I mean, well, you're smart. What are you going to do?
Well, like I told you when I first called, I'm not asking for an answer. All I'm looking at this old man in the face, and he wants to know what he can do. Obviously, he's not going around the rallies. He's not putting DVDs on people's windshields.
Listen, I appreciate your call, but I got to say this. There were people who were ship captains by the time they were 20 because people, you know, needed to get their lives going. You know, people were considered men by the time they were 12, 13, 14 years old. Now they teach you, oh, you're a kid, have fun till college, and then, oh, don't worry about things, party and have fun while you're in college. And, oh, you're a young person now trying to pay off your college debt. Get out there and make it first. And then, oh, I'm too busy with my job. And, oh, now I'm retired. I'm not involved in politics. It's a cop-out. Number one, you're not going to be fulfilled till you stand up to tyranny. You were born to fight tyranny. Tyranny's always going to be there trying to eat your lunch, trying to take over. So we're meant to build better communities. We're meant to be involved. That's why the establishment creates counterfeits of that to try to control things. And you said, well, you said I wasn't asking for an answer. You know, kind of implying I didn't give you one. You want a solution, look in the mirror. You know, what is it when I get up here and expose federal documents saying the American people are terrorists? That is a big solution, exposing how out of control they are, how tyrannical they are, how the government is arraying itself to wage war with the people and announcing regular army will be used against us. What is that? That is tyranny. So there's another solution. Expose their crimes. What did the founders do? Committees of correspondence. They exposed it.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell.
You know, I don't claim, again, to have all the answers, but I certainly know historically what tyranny is, and I know it's a lot worse than freedom. But I also find a lot of the public and people that want to write books, or people that want to make films, or people that want to do radio shows, they'll talk and plan and have endless meetings and announce all these big, wild ideas and then never put it into action. I've made 22 films, produced a couple others, written a book, published a book, created a bunch of websites, done tens of thousands of hours of radio, traveled all over the country and the world confronting corruption. And I'm not tooting my horn here. I'm saying I've taken action. And are my films perfect? Is my work perfect? Am I the slickest guy on the radio? No. But it's real, and that's what matters. And so I would just challenge people out there to stop spending your whole life saying, what can I do, what can I do? And then, well, my dad's 69. He isn't going to put DVDs on windshields. Really? At Lexington and Concord, a large percentage, in fact, close to a third of the people were above 70 that fought the British. They were 75, 85, 89-year-old people out there blasting British. Now, I'm not saying go out and blast people, you know, because I understand the Founding Fathers were terrorists and bad, and America's bad, according to these federal reports. My whole issue is that they tell you you're old, so it's your time to just enjoy yourself. What, watch TV and get Alzheimer's? Direct link to it, just sitting around all day watching TV, or maybe you go play golf, or you go fart around and play dominoes. I mean, that isn't living. Who told you your life doesn't matter now, or you don't have value, or nobody should hear from you? Plus, young people are like, ah, shut up, old man. And then the old folks are like, ah, shut up, you dumb kids. We're all together. Young folks are meant to hang out with old folks, and old folks like to hang out with young folks. See, they've taken all the natural order of things and screwed them all up. To all these young 18-year-olds, you know how boring it is to hang out with a bunch of 18-year-old guys? But it's interesting to hang around with some old Korean War vet. Get them to talk about stories of people in foxholes or women, or, you know, I mean, that's who you want to hang out with. Who's just in there? No, have you ever hung out with an old man that literally been around the world? It's interesting. That's where you get the knowledge. You get it all boiled down. Instead, you got all these old men who think their life's over. They don't have anything to give now, that they don't matter. Look, I don't care if you're 10 years old or if you're 95 years old. You got a job to do fighting corruption, and you have value, and you have a job to do. Now, I've already been ranting, and I said I'd take phone calls, and we got an economist coming up. Where's my bio sheet on what's happening and, well, what happened in Argentina? So that's coming up, and we'll take a few calls in this next segment and then go to our guest at the 8 after. It'll be very informative, so stay with us on that. Before I go any further, though, again, I want to encourage all the listeners and viewers of this show right now to not procrastinate, to not wait, to not screw around, to get the Obama deception. There's a lot of simple things you can do. You say, what's the solution? Instead of talking to yourself, blue in your face to your neighbors, tell them about the free podcast at Infowars.com. Just send them the link. Say, hey, listen to this for free. Here's the audio stream at PrisonPlanet.com. Or go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and share your passcode and username with a few friends and family. You know, get them to watch the Obama deception in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the DVD at Infowars.com. Make copies of it. You know, there's a lot you can do, but just quit sitting on your hind end.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Standing up to corrupt bullies and thugs and scum. And I know history's on our side in the fight against tyranny. So that's why I'm taking action. Don't sit by idle while destiny passes you by. All right, who's up next here? Joshua in Florida, you are on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, how are you, my friend?
Good, buddy.
I wanted to actually comment quickly on the last caller. I would encourage all the people that follow into that demographic to get involved with the AARP and use that as a vehicle to really spread this information. I think he could do that. That would be helpful.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not mad at the caller. He was a nice guy, but he said, give me solutions. And then he said, oh, well, that's not really, you know, he acted like I didn't give him one. So,
right.
I mean, only politicians are going to tell you everything's fine if you just do what they say.
Oh, absolutely. Also, I wanted to comment, man. You were on the Alan Cohn show the other day, and that was excellent. We really enjoyed that. And it worked out perfectly because the whole week building up to your appearance on the show, our group here in Orlando, we were calling Alan every night talking about the civilian inmate labor program, talking about the MIAC report. And then you were just able to come in on Friday and completely tie everything up. So that was great. And,
thirdly,
I guess with the tea parties that are going on, there's going to be a big one here in Orlando tomorrow at, Eola Park. It's supposed to be about 6,000 people, but we do have a group of about 20 people and a couple of bullhorns. We're going to go down there tomorrow. We have close to 1,000 DVDs, probably more by then, to give out with the Obama deception and all kind of other stuff. And I want to encourage people who are in Florida who are wanting to get active. Maybe, you know, this is the first time you're hearing this and you don't know where to go to. You can go to www.meetup.com/Orlando 911 Truth. We do a lot of stuff. And last thing, then I'll let you go, Alex. I know you got a lot to do. But we're going to have a special celebrity endorsement tomorrow. We got a life-size Barack Obama cutout we're taking to the rally with us, with a speech bubble that says, new administration, same agenda, one world government.
Well done. Well done. Good to hear from you. And again, folks are calling in going, what are solutions? The power of the people, just with the Obama deception. I mean, people are sending me videos all over the country of huge DVD copiers, which aren't even that expensive, just copying, and giving it to everybody. And it's this film's been out for a month. Tens of millions of views online for free. The thousands of DVDs we've shipped out in the highest quality being copied everywhere. It is explosive. And then we've got these giant CDN servers. And we've told listeners, PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can share it with 6 friends and family. Just tell them don't share it because then it'll bankrupt us or the servers will shut down. I got a $40,000 bill or something for the overage. Yeah, that's where the video, the film sales go right back into the servers to pay to give it out. And that's because the members, we let members give it out to like 10 people. You know, 10 people could enter the passcode and use it at any one time. And they just shared it with everybody, and it was just it really financial hardship on that end to have done that. But that's when you know you get success, when you're, you know, using, what was it, like 90 terabytes or something for the Obama deception? Hey, Matt, what was it, 90 terabytes last month? They don't even hear me out there. 90 terabytes? Over 90 terabytes? Over 90 terabytes. For folks in IT, you know what that means. 90 terabytes. Now that's serving a video out, baby. That is serving a video out. And now, you know, it took me years just to get the money to have servers and people that could run them that can handle that. Because we're talking about 90 terabytes in a month. And $40,000. So go buy the DVDs at Infowars.com, folks. We need the money.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Happening. Adrian Salvucci, the economist down in Argentina, documenting what their collapse was like by design with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Having trouble getting connected to him in Argentina, way down there on the tip of South America. So that's coming up. If he's not on today, it'll be on tomorrow. It doesn't matter. I've got just tons of important news I haven't even gotten to yet. Like 911 Commission Council, government agreed to lie about 9/11. The big prestigious Talkers magazine has listed me in the top 50 talkers of 2009. All these years they've ignored me, and they stuck me in here with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mike Gallagher, and all these other people like Michael Savage and Mark Levine, and this is ridiculous. I almost don't even like being on the map with these people. But Talker sent me a not Dr. Laura Schlesinger. But I guess I should feel nice that that they included me in this. Very bizarre, though. Where do they get these 50 people? Oh, it doesn't matter. This was just sent to me. Okay, anyways, let's continue with your phone calls here. Let's talk to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. I have a lot of issues that I could bring up, but I have two major ones that I'd like to bring up. One is the thing about Obama wanting to have national service on 9/11. And what is it? I just wondered if anybody has thought about 2 days beforehand of this year, because I'm thinking that might be like a false flag terror thing that's going to happen on September 9th, 2009.
Oh, that would be 999, wouldn't it?
Yeah, turn it upside down.
666.
Exactly.
Well, look at how they bombed Madrid on 333. Look at 7-7. Look at all the other bombings. They always do it on weird cryptic numbers, because not that we believe in that. It's them that believe in this weird Babylon Mystery School numerology system. But folks thought it would be really bad on 666, you know, 2006, 6 months, yeah. 6 day, and nothing really happened. So sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But there's no doubt they want national compulsory service. The bills are introduced. They pulled it out of one version, put it back in a new one, 1444 or 1444. And so that's certainly all going on.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just one of my thoughts when the next false flag terror will happen. Also, I'm 41 years old, and I haven't had any vaccinations, flu shots, or anything at all. My mother didn't believe in them at all since, you know, I was a kid and everything like that. The last
Was she with Al-Qaeda? Because, you know, the government says, folks, that's in these reports. If you don't want to believe in the vaccines, you're also a dangerous terrorist. But go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And I only had a tetanus shot when I was, like, 17. That's the last shot I had like that. And I'm just wondering if there's anybody else out there that has been like that. I mean, that's like...
Yeah, I haven't had a vaccine since I had surgery for a broken leg when I was 16 and they gave me a tetanus shot. So I haven't had any vaccine since 16 either.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on and on, especially about family court and you name it, you know, because I haven't seen my kids in almost 3 years because of that. And
well, what happens is they don't even give them to grandparents now. In fact, John, I sent you a bunch of clips of those. You got those news clips? Okay, well, yeah, we're going to play that clip later. Thank you so much for the call, Dan. Jim in Pennsylvania, then Marie in Germany and others. Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you. Welcome.
I wanted to comment on what you were talking about earlier, getting active and doing different things. I'm a student up here at Kutztown University. I've been doing all I can now. It's putting flyers out, giving people links, giving people copies of the DVD, whatever I can do.
Well, thank you, sir. Yes.
Sorry, I thought I disconnected. But, yeah, I'm beginning everybody from left wing, right left wing, all to try to open their eyes, try to look into what's going on.
What do you think about all these governors and talk show hosts and Ann Coulter saying they want to fight the New World Order? Didn't exist all these years, but now they want to fight it.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's just so that everybody's getting to think one way, that they're trying to jump on our side and try to get a consensus with the population that's opening their eyes.
Exactly, exactly. But they want to make us think that they're on our side. Just like Benedict Arnold in the Revolutionary War, they tried to deny this because they were part of it, and then now that they know we're becoming the majority, they're trying to act like they're with us, but you look at their actions, it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. It's going to be betrayal.
Yeah. I got another thing to say. I'm up here on a college campus, and I've been noticing little by little, you know, the last couple months or so, you know, every once in a while I'd walk out and I'd see military person walking by, every people in uniform, just a group of them walking down the street, and I always found it a little odd. And I was listening to your interview with Jim Tucker about an hour ago, and you guys were talking about cigarettes, and he got me wanting one. So I went outside, and I'm having a cigarette, and the van pulls up, and it's got a military, and it's got a guy in full uniform in a big green van. He rolls down his window, and he says to me, "You know, you can't smoke that here. You got to get off campus if you want to smoke." And he pulls away, and I see it's got a federal bump. He's got a federal license plate on the back of his thing. And I was wondering, you know, why are they here, and what can we do to get them out of here?
No, they're being quietly encouraged to boss people around. So you'll have a mass shooting, they show up. You'll have a DWI checkpoint. The Army or Marines are there. You'll have the governor of Tennessee say, "We heard you're going to run illegal checkpoints on highways. You're not allowed to." And then it was in the Tennessee papers. The Army said, "We don't care what the governor says. We're going to do it," because they intend to fully, slowly implode the economy. And then as the riots and things break out, they'll pose as the saviors, put troops on the streets. The public will say, "Yay, they restored order." That will then set the precedent for the full military occupation, and then gun confiscation will come after, like Senator Dianne Feinstein said. She said, "We're going to ban your guns in 60 minutes. She said, "We're going to ban them." But she said, "We're going to do it in our own time." And so they got to first economically hurt us. You know, they hate our guts. So they're happy to just steal, destroy the dollar, crush our future, get us enslaved. Once they've got that, then as the IMF engaged in Argentina and other countries, once things fully implode, then the riots, then the troops. And we do have our next guest on with us, and I appreciate your call. His Adrian El Salbucci, and he's a researcher, author, speaker, international consultant, economist, advisor to international companies specializing in political, economic, and financial power structures of globalization. He's a founding member of Argentine's Second Republic Movement, and he's 56 years old, four children. And he has the website asalbucci.com.ar. So A and Salbucci spelled S-A-L-B-U-C-H-I. And he's the author of several books on geopolitics, international relations, and other subjects. The bio goes on and on. And, of course, he wrote a series for major newspapers like World Government. So he's an expert on the New World Order. And he's from Argentina, where they engineered the collapse. I'll never forget the Washington Post, right after the collapse of Argentina, reported that within 2 weeks of it happening, middle-class people were homeless and a truck dumped over with cattle, and the people were running up, slicing wet globs of raw meat off, gobbling it, starving to death. And Argentina is still in desperate straits, the most wealthy country in Latin America, on par with the U.S. They let the bankers come in. Same thing was done there. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex. How are you? Great to say hello to you and your audience.
It's great to have you here. Sorry we got the numbers mixed up, but we at least have to the end of the hour. We're about to break. Okay, parallels. Tell folks what happened in Argentina versus what's now being done to the U.S., Iceland, Europe, Australia.
Well, we had a series of collapses of different with different characteristics. We had one in 1975. That's why I always say I'm 56 and I went through three of them. One in 1975, a much worse one in 1989 that ended in hyperinflation, and the very worst was in 2001, 2002, which is the one you're referring to, Alex. And what happened then is the whole banking system collapsed, the chain of payments collapsed. People had their money completely blocked in the bank. They just couldn't get it out to even buy the most elemental necessities of life or pay their petrol and their gas in the car tanks and so forth. And as you say, we did have some extreme cases. That's the one you said, you know, people, very poor people, impoverished people doing anything to have something to eat. And the net result is that once the whole thing more or less came back under control, about 50% of our population went below the poverty line, and they never came back. They're still down there below the poverty line because these New World Order people work with a lot of psychology, and they know that people, in the long run, get used to anything. So they've arranged to have us all get used to just at least half the population to living below the poverty line, and it's now just more of a question for the police than a question of actually getting things done. I call it, Alex, when you're in grief over somebody's death, we've all lost a dear person in our family or a friend, and at first we feel shock, and after that terrible grief, and then it's terrible sitting down at the dining table and seeing that the chair where your dad or your mom used to sit is empty. But after a month, after 6 months, after a year, you get used to it. You cope with it. And they did that. Part of the experiment they did with us was that they took our money away. Everybody was banging pots and pans down the street. Everybody was screaming, yelling. I had friends that literally, and I myself, wanted to set fire.
Stay there. Stay there, sir. Got a break. Amazing. From Argentina. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com
or download it in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Adrian Salvucci is our guest, economist, researcher. He wrote back in 1995, World Government, the book, and how they were controlling his nation. It's the same thing. The IMF and World Bank brag. You heard Jim Tucker earlier with sources inside Bilderberg. They are celebrating. Well, George Soros is in the news saying this is the greatest time of his life, the culmination, that he's behind this all, and they can't wait till you're bankrupt under their control. This is a tool of their control. They can't wait to turn the police loose on you. That's why CPS kidnaps people's kids that are poor. They want all your kids. This is them taking over. This is a military operation. Okay, Mr. Salvucci, continuing, you've lived through this, and I love the analogy you do, you know, showing a peso and the devaluation of it. Continue with what the globalists are doing and what's going to happen here.
Yeah, what you were saying, Alex, about the peso that I show in the YouTube film is just to show a one peso coin, one Argentine peso coin, will hardly buy you a bus drive in downtown Buenos Aires. And yet, through four monetary reforms, that same peso in 1970 would have been equal to 10 trillion pesos, which would have bought you Argentina four times over, so to speak. So that is, we know what inflation, hyperinflation are all about. And what I was saying just before the break, and this is something that we should all keep in mind, I think that Argentina in 2001 and 2002, when we had our financial banking and monetary collapse and meltdown, in a way we were sort of a trial case. We were sort of an experiment to see how people would react. And in the how people would react, let me just tell your audience that on 30th November 2001, we all learned from the radio and the TV that there was an extended bank holiday and we couldn't get our money out of the bank. If you had anything in your current account, you could take up to, I don't know, say $100 a week. And if you had large savings, fixed deposits, and so forth, you couldn't take it out, period, until further advice. The first reaction of people was to go crazy. People started banging pots and pans down the streets. They attacked and broke the windows in banks and so forth. That happened for a while. After a month, it continued to happen. After 3 months, it happened but a little bit less. And by the 6th month, people had gotten used to it. They had sought other alternative ways of surviving, more or less, and they got used to it. And I was making the analogy of when you lose a dear person who has died. First, you're grief-stricken. Then you can't believe it. Then you're really terrible. But as time goes on, life goes on, and you have no choice but to get used to it. And they realized that with Argentina, in spite of the fact that 50% of the population ended up below the poverty line, in spite of the fact that absolutely everybody, to a greater or lesser extent, lost part of their assets, and a lot of people lost a lot of their assets, in the long run, people get used to it. So they probably have taken quite a number of clues from the Argentine experiment. Let's just let them scream, let's let them kick, let's let them have their temper tantrum. But in the long run, our answer is tough luck, and people end up getting used to it. So in a
and
way,
exactly.
What we know is what they're going to be doing with you guys.
Exactly. I want you to talk about that. But in 2002, the IMF World Bank documents got leaked, BBC reported, how they bragged, how they'd engineered that in Argentina, and how they shut the bank money off, even though they had it, to create a loss of confidence so people would panic. But I want you to speak to that, but I want folks to understand, Latin America has more resources in South America than the U.S. does many times over. The people are hardworking, too. The elites brag that they hyperinflate things every few decades to keep the people poor, and the elites buy up real assets while they're inflating it. Then they announce it's worthless to destroy confidence and consolidate even more. Now they're going to try this here. They've never really done this here because they're afraid of the guns. They decided to go ahead and do it here and march the military and police against the public. So that's why this is going to be so much worse than even Argentina. And so this is what's going to happen. The government's going to take everything most of you've got. Go ahead, sir.
I hate to say this, but unfortunately, you are right to a great extent. I think we have to keep in mind that economics, in a way, is a branch of psychology. And the greater the crisis, the more psychological it is, because whatever you do to keep your assets, whether it be money, shares, other currencies, and so forth, it's all based on your psychological perception of how good or how bad a particular currency is. For example, we didn't stick on to Argentinian pesos because we knew that they were inflating, they were becoming grossly devalued, and we would stick on to dollars, which in 2001 and 2002 was a sort of our version of flight to safety. Now, I think we have to keep very much in mind that there is a very large psychological factor behind all of this. They are, in a way, trying to take all the options and the alternatives away from us. I think that
Stay there, sir. That was a short segment. Long segment coming up with the economist and author from Argentina who was writing about the New World Order back in the mid-1990s, fully aware of what's happening. We'll come right back to him on the other side. We really appreciate you joining us, sir. We'll be right back with Adrian Salvucci. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program,
capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Got him on about 20 minutes late because of phone problems to Argentina. But we're going to have him back up the next few weeks. He's an amazing political mind, and I want him to be able to roll with how the same people orchestrating their implosion, orchestrating ours. And we have the documents. This has even been in mainstream news. I mean, they're cold-blooded. The same folks, they're ruthless. That's why they're in power. Meanwhile, they've got their front man, Obama, acting like he's going to fix it all. Before we go back to our guest, I wanted to tell you about a few of our sponsors. One of them is SurvivalistSeeds.com. You can now grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the New World Order. You need to get self-sufficient, folks. These people are vicious. They're shutting things down. Survivalist Seeds has now drastically reduced their price on heirloom seeds to the lowest out there. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Get 6,000 heirloom seeds for a really low price. Be sure and check it out. There's a real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their gardens this spring. Freedom starts with action. SurvivalistSeeds.com is how you survive the world economic collapse that the globalists are engineering. Also, another fine sponsor dealing with preparedness is Pepperspray.com. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our new sponsor, Pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website. Since 1994, Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. So give them a call at 1-800-908-9988. Again, that number is 1-800-908-9988. Or visit them at Pepperspray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. They've been on the web since 94. Wide variety of personal safety security products, free shipping on orders above $99, pepper spray of all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, and a lot more. Okay, again, thanks to our sponsors, and also don't forget the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Going back, and I'm going to try to now just sit down and shut up and not ask questions and make points, we are joined by Adrian Salbucci. International consultant, economist, author, you've been predicting what would happen in Argentina years before it happened. You've been predicting what was going to happen here. Break down how they engineer this, what we're facing, and any ways to bring these criminals to justice, or is it just a wonderland of Ponzi scheme criminals in control of our governments and military, and they're just going to continue to oppress until nothing's left?
Well, let me say this, because I fully agree with everything you've just said. It is a Ponzi, it's a global Ponzi scheme of criminals. They have huge amounts of power, but let's not forget that their power is based on our alleged weakness. And it's not so much that we are weak as individual citizens, yourself in the United States, ourselves in Argentina, the audience that's listening to us now, but we are all very separated, and they ensure that we are all kept completely atomized. In other words, everybody doing their own thing. Because if you add the power of just one part of the critical mass of peoples in the various countries, we are far more powerful than they are. And they know it. That's why they permanently wield psychological warfare and psychological action against us to make us believe, A, that they are more powerful than what they really are, and B, that we are far weaker than what we really are, because that is the secret of that's the cat they don't want coming out of the bag. Now, as far as predicting, I don't think it's so much a question of predicting, Alex. It's a question of understanding how the model works. Once you know something about aerodynamics and turbines and a couple of other things, then the mystery of a flying airplane is no longer a mystery because you understand the model. And if you understand the model, you can understand the internal trappings and how the whole thing works. So, for example, as far as Argentina is concerned, the whole our collapse in 2001 and 2002 was brought about by a huge, enormous, unpayable public debt in U.S. dollars by the government. They couldn't pay it, and the whole country collapsed. However, you might ask, well, why did they do that? The reason they do that is exactly the same reason as to why Shylock lent 3,000 ducats to Antonio, the merchant of Venice. He told them, look, if you don't give me back the money, I want to pound your flesh. And he couldn't give back the money, and he wanted to pound the flesh. And Antonio's friend said, I'll give you three times the debt. But the Shylock, the miser, would say, no, I want my pound of flesh. In Argentina, the pound of flesh is called our national territory. They don't want us to pay the $300 billion we allegedly owe them. They want to have control over the country and control over the territory. So a debt usually is a good excuse for other things, just as for Antonio's pound of flesh. So what they did with that government, it was a very stupid government, they got the bankers to indebt Argentina completely. They did this through well-paid and well-financed presidents and ministers of economy and so forth. And once the whole legal structure was set up, they made sure that we couldn't pay back. And since we couldn't pay back, they collapsed us.
I was about to say the government, from reading the documents, wasn't stupid. They were bought and paid for to sell out your sovereignty, just like they've done to us. And, you know, you talk about how we have the power. There is an awakening to them, to the globalist worldwide. So it's all coming to a head, what these scammers, what these Shylocks are doing. So absolutely, please continue. I mean, they set up deals where they give fiat, IMF, and World Bank money, backed up by other taxpayers in other countries, and then they make the countries like Argentina then only invest that money with the private corporations owned by the private banks. So they, it's just insane. Go ahead.
Exactly. So you see, the point is, and you made a very valid point there, is when you start understanding what these guys want to do, and perhaps one of the best ways to do it, I'll tell you, I use this example in Argentina, and people will understand it, is, look, think of the Kirchners, who are Cristina Kirchner, who's the president of Argentina, or think of Obama, or even George W. Bush, any president. Don't think of them as the president. Think of them as your national CEO. So if Obama is your national CEO, that automatically triggers two key questions. If Obama is our CEO, who sits on the board of directors of the United States of America? And much more important, who are the shareholders who own the United States of America or Argentina or Brazil or any country you like? When you start understanding that, then you realize that what these guys do is they go into any country, yours or mine. They identify the SOBs, and believe me, there are millions of them, who are willing to sell out their country for money, for prestige, for fame, for power, for personal power. They pay them all they want. They pay all their campaigns, and then they have them as CEOs to do their own dirty work. They don't need invading forces. They don't need an invasion as you've had to do in Iraq or in Afghanistan or you did in Vietnam, which looks very bad in the 6 o'clock news. They know, in Argentina is a prime example of this, that they can do this through the control of well-paid local managers to do them their dirty work.
You know, absolutely. And that's what globalism is these international bureaus of internationalists training the bureaucracy to go out and take over the nations of the planet through economic espionage.
You know, there's a Washington Post journalist who wrote an article saying Argentina did not fall alone. Wall Street pushed till the very end. It was an article that appeared in the Washington Post in August 2003, which Mr. Bluestein later turned into a full-length book. And he gives full names, addresses, details of how Wall Street literally produced a scam. They even incurred in gross professional misrepresentation and professional liability for badly performing as a bank, and they literally drove Argentina and those who invested in the Tango bonds to bankruptcy. And at the same time, right after our crisis, in August but of 2002, the New York Times ran a very interesting and shrewd article, which I think says it all. They said, will secession be the key to Argentina's problems? And they wrote an article as to why the whole Patagonia, which are the five southern provinces of Argentina, should secede from the rest of the country and on their own try and see if they could sort out their global problems. Because if they could split Argentina into two parts, it would be that much easier to control and take over. So as you can see, everything they do is part of a grand chessboard, and I'm not quoting Zbigniew Brzezinski, but it definitely is part of a grand chessboard, and all that we need to do is understand the trappings, understand the mechanism, alert our countrymen, alert our folk, and as you said a little while back, Alex, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Okay, we haven't really taken too many ounces of prevention. We're going to have to take a lot of pounds of cure. But we're still on time. We can still do something about it. We can still fight back. And the best way to do it is to do it with your wonderful program where you're really explaining this to a lot of people. And we should even use the technology that they've made available to us, as you do with the Zeitgeist, the Obama Deception movie, and a whole host of other things that you're doing all the time, Alex.
Well, yeah, they put some of my stuff in Zeitgeist. Now, expanding on this, studying this, sir, as you've been doing for decades, what point is the United States at? How do you see them trying to bring us down and consolidate things? They're openly announcing they're going to implode the whole world, set up a new bank of the world that will set the carbon taxes, regulate every facet of our lives, have its own military to rule us. I mean, we're going from the bankers being behind the nations running things to openly putting crowns on their heads and saying, we own you.
Exactly. So
speak to that, this new imperialism, this new colonialism, but openly by the polycentric bankers.
Look, I think the key to this is to understand what they mean when they say new world order. You know, new world order doesn't mean that it's what they're going to do tomorrow. New world order is a generic term. They used it in 1919, just when they founded the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs in Paris. After the Treaty of Versailles was imposed upon Germany and Austria-Hungary and the Turks, they talked about a new world order after World War I. When World War II was about to end and they got together in Bretton Woods and so forth, it was to form a new world order, which was the Yalta schizophrenic world of the post-war Second World War with the USSR on one side and the USA on the other side. When they were getting ready for globalization and they knew that the USSR had to go, George Bush announced, George Bush Sr., we're going to have a new world order called globalization. Fine. Now they're talking about another new world order. And that new world order they're talking about now is world government. It was announced on 8th December 2008 in the pages of the Financial Times London by one of their key journalists, Gideon Rachman, and the title of the article says it all. They just wrote, now it's for world government. We're going for world government. And the guy says, I'm not talking about governance. I'm not talking about international cooperation. I'm talking about world government. And that is the next stage that they want to drag us into. That's why it's so bloody dangerous what's happening right now.
And then you find out that they are literal eugenicists who gave Hitler his own ideas. You find out they're total control freaks on a power trip and that they've been working for a world government so they can literally carry out one-child policies, culling, you name it. I mean, if folks are upset about world government, they should really be upset if they know what the end game is. From your research, sir, how are they planning to bring the U.S. down? How do you see these phases unfolding? And what is their end game from your research?
Well, the terrible thing, I think, unfortunately, is now, and I fully agree with you, Alex, it has a full name. It's Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, people should realize, how is it possible that somebody who was completely unknown 4 years ago was lifted from obscurity in Illinois to full Washington, D.C. pomp in just 3 years and is the president of the United States with an unlikely name of Barack Hussein Obama? Barack Hussein Obama is the CEO, and I think what we have to see is the people that they've placed around Mr. Obama. You have three types of people, basically. You have the CFR think tank people. You have the Clintonites, who are the people like Larry Summers, Timothy Geithner, Robert Rubin, even Paul Volcker, who came a little bit from beforehand. You have them as the architects of the legal changes of the 90s that brought about this financial monstrosity. I mean, they actually are the architects of what happened then. They're back in power. So you have the Clintonites back in power, you have the CFR and Bilderberg and Trilateral Commission people back in power, and unfortunately you also have the Zionists back in power. I mean, you have a chief of staff who has double Israeli-U.S. nationality, probably belongs to the intelligence service of the Israeli Defense Forces, and his father fought as a guerrilla terrorist in the Irgun Zweileumi. I mean, you have very, very tough people there. You have David Axelrod. You have Hillary Clinton, who's an absolute Zionist. You have Joe Biden, who in a TV interview in Israel, in Shalom TV on 7th April 2007, he said literally, and you can watch this on YouTube, you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. I'm a Zionist. So I figure, who's in power in the United States? Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer, in their splendid book on the Israeli lobbies, showed the way they exert so much power, they wield so much influence, that they end up forcing the United States to give priority to the Israeli national interest above the United States of America national interest. So you see, we have to be very careful with minorities that usurp power. We have to be very careful with who the people are around Obama. And my feeling, and I see this from very far away in Argentina, is that Obama looks to me like the last president of the United States.
You know, I agree with you.
They want your downfall.
No, listen, I totally agree with you. This is the death of the Republic. He is the closer. That's what all the experts we keep talking to. He is the curtain. They'll still call us the U.S., but his job is to destroy everything the United States is and has stood for. We've been used as an engine to dominate and finance enslaving you and many others, but now we're the Christmas pig. They are openly saying they're slaughtering us. They're going to bring us down below Latin America. You take Argentina. You have the old saying, as rich as an Argentine. You go back 100 years ago, people in Argentina, folks, were more wealthy than Americans on average. They were the richest country in Latin America. And the very same. Look at Iceland, one of the most wealthy countries in the world, totally bankrupt overnight. This is what the bankers do. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that basically when we start having those ideas more or less clear in our minds and we realize what the purpose of Mr. Obama is, a key matter to keep in mind. Just as it was necessary to go from the bipolar world of mutually assured destruction and the Yalta Agreement, it was necessary to go to globalization, and one of the two big ones had to go, and they decided that the one that had to go was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, and the USSR went almost without firing a shot. Now, to go from globalization to world government, they need for the United States to go and to become, as you were just saying a few minutes ago, okay, you can still exist, but you are no longer a superpower. You are no longer the indispensable nation, as Madeleine Albright liked to say. You are no longer the primus inter pares. You're just another country, and you're going to be pauperized so that you look like Argentina and like Brazil and like Indonesia and all these other countries that have been hit hard because it's their way of saying we are in charge. Now, mind you, I personally, this is perhaps is more for from a philosophical point of view, I think they're going to fail because what they want is absolute madness. What I do fear, Alex, and I fear this very much, is these people will not take defeat for an answer. In other words, it's not a question of saying, oh, we're going to defeat them and they're going to go running away with the tail between their little paws and they're just going to run away. I think these guys, if they are faced with total defeat, might just trigger a full-fledged war and say, well, what the hell? If we can't have the world, nobody can have the world.
Well, no, that's what Rand Corporation says. They want to start World War III, not just worldwide economic collapse, to do this. Let's talk about that in the final segment. We've got to have you back. Adrian Salbucci, a best-selling author, researcher, lecturer, economist. It's asalbucci.com.ar. And we'll get that up on screen for folks at prisonplanet.tv as we simulcast. You got all these special interests that run Obama, run Bush, like they're errand boy. And they are stealing everything you've got. Your whole future's gone unless you say no.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I'm going to have our guest back up for an hour and a half or something the next few weeks. Take your calls. Amazing research, amazing foresight. I'm going over some of his books and articles he wrote 15 plus years ago, breaking all this down. And there's Patriot. People know about the New World Order everywhere. Avian flu found on Western Kentucky poultry farm. Politics Environment reporting that Mexico, Singapore halt poultry imports from Kentucky. Folks, the globalists could try a bird flu, nukes going off in cities, anything. They're in power because they're ruthless. And so we'll discuss that in closing with our guests in one moment. One more sponsor I want to let you know about that makes this show possible, Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And you can find a great realtor, get the buying and selling information on your own home. All you do is type in your home address. You'll get an instant free estimate on your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's free. They also have an optimizer tool, sale maximizer, that lets you know what the best, most inexpensive improvements are to increase the value of your home. For over 10 years, these folks have been helping sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com by clicking on Max little orange Home Gain Gorilla. That's HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Okay, going back to Adrian Salbucci, and we want to again put his website up on screen for folks. It's www.asalbucci.com.ar. We got it up on screen for folks there. In the last 3 or 4 minutes we have left, you're absolutely right. From my research, they've said they will do anything. They'll release mass plagues so they can pose as savior. And then offer the solution. They'll detonate nukes. They'll attack other countries. I guess the main thing is discredit them, expose them, have grand juries, indict the bankers like Madoff, start arresting these people. I mean, because and like you said, they're still going to attack us. I mean, what do we do?
But I think, Alex, the best thing we can do is stick together and start at least pointing ever stronger fingers at them. You were just saying that they will, the avian flu and all these other scams that they prepare. I'd just like to, in closing, read you a very brief news article that I'm sure you've already know, but I think it's worth keeping in mind. On according to ABC News, on 20th October 2008, during a Seattle fundraiser, Joe Biden, who's the real power behind Obama, I mean, your president is much more Joe Biden than Barack Obama, said, "Mark my words," I'm quoting, "it will not be 6 months before the world tests Barack Obama like they did John Kennedy. The world is looking. We're about to elect a brilliant 47-year-old senator, president of the United States. Remember, I said it standing here. If you don't remember anything else I said, remember this. Watch. we're going to have an international crisis, a generated crisis, to test the mettle of this guy. Now, he didn't know that he was being taped, and then when he realized that he was being taped, he said, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But it's more than obvious that Joe Biden is really in the know. He must know that something is being prepared. He must know that a false flag event is going to arise somewhere, maybe in the States, maybe abroad, maybe American interests elsewhere, but something that will bring the people together fanatically, they hope, that like 9/11 did, and that's going to be the excuse to put chips under your arm, take your property away, take your guns away. So we have to be very careful and very shrewd and very alert not to let these guys bullshit their way to world government.
All right. Well, I hear you, and people are really starting to get concerned, Mr. Salbucci. And like you said, it's the big oil defense contractors, foreign lobbies. This country, the whole world is being taken down just like your nation was, and we've got to stand together against it. We'll talk to you again in the near future. If you can come on with us, we appreciate you joining us.
Just let me know when, and I'm there to help. And thanks a lot, Alex, for this this interview.
Thank you. No, thanks for coming on. We'll get you on with Jason Burmes, who comes on 9 to midnight on the InfoWarrior the next few weeks. We'll have you back here to take phone calls. Take care, sir. All right, there he goes. Retransmission starts now at one place on the Internet, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and then on your AM and FM dial out there. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to all the sponsors and the listeners. Keep spreading the word. We had a big show today. Be sure to tune into the rebroadcast right now. God bless you. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.